Intro to a different show, didn't you? It's not.
Why? Why would they think that? You thought we were going to go into Ripped in Half movies?
No, it's that intro.
No, you just, yeah, it just fooled everybody.
It did. I bet it did.
Somebody, I guess.
Fooled you.
I guess it was somebody listening like, what the fuck is this show? But it doesn't mean like they're confused like of what the show is. They're just confused like, what the fuck is this stupid intro?
Well, they're probably going to be confused about what the show is.
Yeah, but
I'm
later.
I'm confused about what the show is. What is this show?
It's a show about nothing.
Yeah.
It's the first time ever doing it. No one's ever done anything like that before.
Sounds about right.
The podcast about nothing. That would be the Seinfeld podcast. I'm pretty sure there's one called that.
A podcast about nothing?
Yeah, they probably just review Seinfeld episodes all the time.
Ugh. That'd be daunting.
Well, they wouldn't have nothing to talk about, obviously.
Of course.
I mean, like...
Seinfeld's terrible.
What? Oh, yeah, you don't like Seinfeld, huh?
No. So I said that'd be daunting.
Well, for you, I guess.
Ugh.
I don't think they do it very well. I think just like, yeah, and then Kramer did this and Seinfeld did that. And they're like, well, in the end, nothing happened, right?
And then somebody yelled, it was Serenity Now. And yeah,
that's way, way later. Early seasons, they're just waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Oh.
Those were episodes were about nothing. Like, it's really kind of was. Like, the whole episode is like, they're waiting. They don't have the reservation, so they're just waiting. And so while they're waiting, like, they're just like talking on about other people in the restaurant. Like, look at that guy. Really having that? Like, that's kind of how all the jokes were. And then they think they're about to get
so
on.
So lazy writing.
Not really. It was actually a premise that no one ever covered. People actually talked about. Like, you're just there with your friends just waiting for a table and just crack shit on people.
Yeah.
That could be a swag, that could be a show.
I didn't care for that. I stuck with Frasier.
Yeah, again, someone like that either?
No, I like Frasier.
Is this established in Frasier? Because I was watching the 90th anniversary of NBC last week, last Sunday. And they showed, they caught some of their shows. I'm like, why aren't they showing stuff in like the 30s and 40s? You know, their radio stuff, you know, like stuff like that. It's like, no, they're not doing it. They're starting in like 60s. 90 years, they start 30 years back. No, not 30 years. They cost like, you know, 50 years.
Something like that.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're not catching like, old shit that no one remembers. But I'd like to see it. Like, yeah, at least they acknowledge it. Again, a 90th anniversary special doesn't really make sense to me. Just, and I was telling someone at work, like, just do it every 25 years. Yeah. You don't need a 95th anniversary special or an 85th. Like, who cares? You know, 25, 25, 50, 75, 100.
So you're saying we're not going to do that for Ripped in Half when we hit 90-year anniversary?
No. It would be just be pointless. Stupid.
Okay. So every 25, got it.
No, we'll just skip 90 and go 95. Go 85, skip 90 because I said this out one day, and then go straight to 95. No, but okay, watching Frasier, I was watching, okay, why do, okay, I don't know the premise of why Frasier happens, like why they're all together, but why do they, why is Frasier and his brother are way more sophisticated than their father, and then why does one have an accent? And his dad's a rough, gruff guy. Straight from probably the streets of Boston. But the other ones are not.
Their dad is definitely the rough and gruff, whereas the two boys were more affluent, high society, went to all the high schools. And you know,
high school, fucking prestigious charter schools and shit like
that.
And then one does have an accent. So like, it doesn't make sense why that dad has those kids. But again, I don't watch the show, so I don't know this explanation.
You're talking about Giles. I don't think Giles really had much of an accent, per se.
Something Pierce, I forgot.
Yeah, kind of effeminate, I guess you'd say. He eventually marries the girl with the accent, the one that was taking care of their dad.
Oh, the Mexican maids, and then it just becomes British. Modern Family.
Well, she's British.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm thinking she had a Mexican.
She was hot then, too.
That's the only reason you watch Frasier.
That's right.
Over that, you just have a thing for.
Made me feel smarter.
For drivers.
Yeah. Made me feel smarter, a little more fancy. Which is weird that became like the only spinoff out of Cheers.
Well, one went off to be a real actor. You know, if like Woody Harrelson went off to really act. That's mean to say, but you know, when getting the movies.
So Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer is in films, but he's more and more known for that and Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
Both television roles. I mean, if I think about movies he's in, X-Men?
Transformers.
He's in Transformers?
The last one that they did.
Well, again, that's still very recent. Like, after the ending of Cheers, I don't know, Ted Danson went on to Becker. Maybe something else.
Ted Danson was in film, too, for a while.
Oh, yeah, and Made in America? Where he has that with him, and I think it's Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't know.
Where he has a strange child, and it ends up being with Whoopi Goldberg, so he has a black child.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why it's called Made in America? Because they made it in America?
I don't know. I thought it would be an Asian kid, but, you know, I was wrong. You mean a white man who has a strange black child? Wackiness occurs. And he's also a used car dealer.
Huh.
Because I remember he has a cowboy hat, but I think that was for the gimmick for the commercials.
My base is too high. What was his profession in 3 Men and a Baby?
Real estate. They all had like high prestigious jobs.
Yeah. You know, there's a foreign version of that. I don't remember though, if it's like Indian or if it's Middle Eastern. But yeah, one of those areas, they did a remake of that. Same concept.
Swinging bachelors and a girl.
Yeah. Same concept. I haven't watched it, but I was just like, of all the films to redo as a foreign film.
You don't have to acknowledge copyright. I bet there's this strange scene where the baby just like falls off a building.
That or it gets bomb strapped to it. I don't know.
I'm talking about India. You get your racism right, for one.
Well, I'm not certain if it was Indian. Could have been Middle Eastern or Pakistani. Pakistani, they do bomb vests.
We'll give it to a baby. True terrorist and a baby.
That'd be funny. Jokes on them. Baby's Jewish.
Al-Qaeda in the family.
Married with ISIS.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way. All right, on to the show.
What show is this?
Oh, high class from now on. Give her the lowbrow humor at the beginning of the show. Welcome to Rip in Half. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
Roach isn't here. He just left, actually. He couldn't handle the late start time. And I showed up late.
You did. Way to go, you asshole.
I get this warning last minute. Something you should have been told at least a day before. Of like, I want to start this time, and I'm going to leave at this time. All these demands. And then I got a little bit on my hours. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm not being ruled by that. Nah, but then again, I offered this, you guys start without me. It would have been fine. I would have showed up. Right when I showed up, you probably only been like a half hour in.
Yeah, I actually wasn't expecting Roach to show up at all.
That too. I didn't expect him to be there.
He popped in probably 9:40-ish. So,
That explains why no equipment was set up.
No, nothing. Because I wasn't expecting him. So Jason will show up when he shows up. And we'll do our stuff. Yeah. So I was like, till then, I'll just keep playing games. And then Roach showed up. I was like, oh, is this that game? Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I thought you'd been sitting here for at least like a half hour, 45 minutes.
No.
Okay.
No, he wasn't here very long.
All right, then. So, again, what a waste of time. So, starting with the show today, starting about, I was getting rid of my week. I didn't really, nothing's been going on.
No,
my job's been really pleasantly boring.
You still haven't changed positions?
No, I figure I'm just going to wait it out until they send me somewhere.
They're not going
to. It's so easy, like, I didn't want to leave it. I don't want to go back to loading. I got some shit at some fucking supervisor Thursday.
You got some shitty supervisor Thursday?
No, just some random person, random manager walked up to me, accused me of something I wasn't doing.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, my job is to pull boxes for somebody and, like, even them out and make sure labels are up for the guy down the road can see it.
Uh-huh.
Very boring, very stupid, very lame.
Sounds like it.
But there's a safety rule. You can't grab boxes that have straps on it by the straps. A box came to me that didn't have, that had straps, but they're all taped down, so you couldn't even touch them. Mm. I couldn't pull it if I wanted to. But they have these borders that keep the edges from denting because there were furniture in there, like wood furniture.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to get, if you slam the side or corner, they didn't want to dent the wood. So they put like a wood border around, like a cardboard border.
Yeah.
And that's what the straps are holding over. Like they're keeping those things on there for them to do that. And the way it was coming and how heavy it was, I knew I couldn't pull it. My hands would just slip right off, or I'd just be put myself in an awkward position where I could hurt myself. All those are in my thoughts. I just already knew from the get-go, like, okay, I got to approach this different. So I grabbed it by the edges of that cardboard and pulled it towards me. I guess some guy looking at me fucking said, walks up and noticed what I was doing, looked at me and was like, why'd you grab it by the straps that way? And that instantly just turned something on. I was like, I don't know who the fuck you are, why you're talking to me right now. I accused me of something I didn't do. So from then, the attitude just changed. It's going to fuck up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't. You couldn't.
Did you punch him in the dick?
No, but I'm very curt and very short with him now because I don't want to hear what you're saying because you weren't paying attention. You don't know what I was doing. And you're now accusing me of something I didn't do. All this built up, and that's why my attitude came this way. And it's like, I didn't grab by the straps. I couldn't grab by the straps. If you look at it, it's taped down. And I'm busy. I'm acting busy like I don't have time for him. I'm just explaining what happened and just continue what I'm doing because stuff is coming down. He begins to just ignore what I said and starts explaining to me how I shouldn't scrap things by the straps and you shouldn't do it this way and, like, it's wrong. Like, I was like, I don't want to hear him because that's not what I was doing. I didn't do that. I don't need this. And, again, who are you? So he says, like, next time don't grab by the straps and walks away. He's like, I didn't, and I just continue on. He steps back, tells me something about my headphones because rule in the building, you have to have only one headphone here.
That's stupid, but okay.
Yeah, but like in the end, like he walked back for that only because like, that's just petty. That's the only you can really get me for. I thought just that was unnecessary too, but small for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pissed about it, and I'm thinking about it for a couple more minutes. Like, how could it went better? Like, what the fuck? Who's that guy? What the fuck's going on? Like, and how could even what kind of went better? And my first thing in my head was like, who? Introduce yourself. Hi, I'm this person. I would lie for my name, but at least there was an intro, and then we can go on to what I possibly did.
I was just saying, who the fuck are you, and why are you trying to...
Again, that's why in my head, too, like, oh, if this could happen again, I would have fucking told him this and this.
No, I'm sorry. I would have straight out said that.
It was very surprised. I thought he'd just go away. But, like, but later on down the day, I forgot about him. It wasn't enough to bother me. Like, in my head, I thought jokes were like, I'd fucking ruin my day. But then things changed, and, like, the rest of the day went fine. And, like, a couple hours later, one of my soups come down and is like, hey, can I get 5 minutes with you? And he brings me into the office, one of the offices, and asks to explain what happened. And now I'm fucking shocked. Like, I'm going to almost get in trouble for this now. So I'm just, like, trying to recall this now because I have forgotten about most of the fuck what happened. And I'm like, I mean, this guy fucking, after he left... Went to go talk to both my supervisors to talk about this person. And basically he's upset. Like basically he did still say I did grab by the straps and how upset about he was that I didn't like give him acknowledge or give him respect for talking to me, talking to him, give him an attitude.
I don't even know who this cocksucker is.
Yes, even my student was like, do you know who this guy is? Like blankly, I don't know that. He asked me by his name. He asked this guy's name. I think it was Oliver or something like that. He's like, never heard of that name. Never heard of this guy. And he's like, you know that guy you talked to about? Like, that guy? My super was basically just trying to get both sides of the story. But in my head, like, if I was a different employee and if I had a different attitude, like, I would also take that as a problem, too. Like, now I know more. This guy actually went around to talk about me after what happened. Like, there's more tension now than if he had never ever spoken to me. My supervisor hadn't brought it up to me.
Feel special. You leave a lasting impression.
Well, either way. No, my super wanted the story. He just, like, he basically tried to explain the best way he can. And he's not very good at it. But, like, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He just wanted to know both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained it my side. And I explained to him my side. Like, it could have went better if he did that. And at the end, he's just like, yeah, you're right. It should have went better. He also explained it, but I could have been better. I could have been the better version. And, like, not only if he actually had introduced himself, be the better version, I guess. Because it's the only way it would start. I was like, otherwise, I'm just kissing ass.
Because
his version was like to say in a kissy ass way. Oh, no, sir. Like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, you know, and this is how I do it. Blah, blah, blah. Like, he had a nicer way of doing it, but that's too nice to me for this.
Yeah.
Especially for someone who was, in the end, becomes that petty.
One, it's like, number one, that's too much sweets for me. I don't want no cavities. Number two, why would I do that to somebody? I don't even know who the fuck he is.
The beginning just fucked everything up. Someone who I don't know accused me of something I'm not doing. It's not a good start to introduce yourself.
Yeah.
So, like, again, the only way it could have been better, and if I gave him the attitude after the fact, it's all on me. Meaning that if he introduced himself and explained to me about, like, I noticed you did this, and I corrected him, and I still give him shit, I'm the asshole in that scenario. Because he actually went up to approach himself and, like, nicely said, I'm this person. But that didn't happen.
Hey, you jackoff, why you fuck you drive a box right there by the straps, eh?
That's how he said it. Yes, that's exactly how he said it, Steve.
No, but I was there.
No,
I was secretly watching you at work. I get off on that.
That's a boring 5 hours.
Yeah, better than most TV nowadays.
Me standing there, just creating stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really, really bothering me for the rest of the day. Like, I'm more bothered after the fact because when my super talked to me, he's like, fucking that asshole fucking did that.
Wow.
Because I forgot about him after he left. Like, after
someone's
a few
trying
minutes
to score bounty points. Look at me. I'm a good little soup.
I guess so. Because I never even seen this guy in the building. So it's even more crazy. Like, I don't know who this fucking guy is. Maybe it's a new guy who came from another building. New thing. And then he'd come later. He's like, I think he might come over later on to talk to you. And I was like, I hope not. He's like, now he was kind of warning me. He was like, yeah, he seems like that kind of guy. He's going to come back again, try to reestablish himself to you. Like,
if he does, he's getting punched in the jaw.
Yeah, he's going to get some shit. That's what he's going to get. He's going to get fucking stink palmed if that happens.
Exactly.
I'll give him a firm handshake for that shit. That's the most exciting.
Maybe offer him some chocolate covered pretzels.
Yeah, that's kind of an exciting thing to work. I'm still putting stickers around the building. At the same time, people are fucking tearing them down on other shifts. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Have your funny garbage pail kid sticker and you come
all
around
that,
with like
all
this
that half-defaced. All that hard work gone to waste.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably that asshole.
It's funny that I had stickers that look similar. So when someone ripped one, I just put another one. It's the same picture, but they just changed the name of the punny name they have for the character. So
It'd be great if they didn't change the name. It's like the exact same thing.
If I had
and you put it on just perfectly.
Yeah, it's exactly the same place all the time. I have one I got from a t-shirt. The t-shirt I got this t-shirt from. Like, they gave me some stickers. And one's a guy who looks like being electrocuted, like a warning symbol. And it says Last Exit to Nowhere, the company I got the shirt from. And I put it right there on a power box. Like, and it's for giving power to the belt. So right above it is this big yellow warning symbol of a guy being electrocuted. With this company brand on there.
That's funny.
And I have a lot of weed ones that I got from the vape store. My vape store got fucking robbed, dude. It was closed. Like,
really?
They put a text out for everybody who go there. Like, they're like, hey, we're closed till Tuesday. And that was like on Saturday morning.
Wow.
And I guess Friday night someone broke in and fucking took everything. And they said, like, and someone.
Motherfuckers, you're going to be closed? I will get my shit.
And someone, no, like, just after. Yeah, that's why, because it closed early. No, but like someone was asking, like, don't you put everything in the safe? Because I guess they, at the end of the night, they put everything, they clatter everything out of the cases and then do it in a safe.
That'd be the smart way to do it.
But they said, yeah, they fucking opened the safe.
What?
They got into the safe. It's blowtorched the fucking safe.
Oh, they blowtorch. That's a shitty ass safe.
It's a lot of time. Yeah, it's a lot of time in my opinion too.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about like, how'd they get in then? And there is a motion detector in the waiting room.
Uh-huh.
I can see it from where I'm at. So like, I assume there's probably one in other places in the other side of the fucking wall.
Yeah.
And I that's at the times I've been there. I was like, if I broke in here, then you're just fantasizing, just bored. And my opinion was, I'd either go to the roof or go to the building next door to them is empty. I would just go in that one, break into that one, and then bust a hole to the next building.
I like the roof idea only because Mythbusters already taught us how to get around a motion detector.
You just cover yourself in tinfoil?
No.
How do you do it then?
There's a particular glass, I guess, that prevents the motion laser from getting through or whatnot. And so you literally make like a little suspended box that you can right over it. And then walk right past it. Doesn't pick you up.
Yeah. Well, they either use that or something else because they got in, took everything. So they had to restock, you know, clean up probably and restock probably a couple of better security features that they got going. Uh-huh. So, and they said that day they reopened, they were packed because people just didn't. Some people are loyal. You know, they don't go to other places. Some places are fucking ghetto. I was going to go to one place and the guy in the place, I asked him about it. He's like, oh, that house? Don't go there. He's like, they actually will frisk you when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And that building, it's a house. It's a regular house. They just converted it to a business.
Yeah.
And there's like bullet holes in the fuck side of the house.
I was watching this one video of a...
And he also told me...
A guy tried to rob a dispensary. Well, it turned out that whole dispensary was owned by Crips. And so when the dude went in and, you know, started to threaten to rob him, all these other fucking Crips come out of the fucking other office.
It's like Deadpool when they pull the gun out and everyone in the bar has a gun.
Yeah, dude, they straight fucking stomped him. It's fucking hilarious. Because like only the guys in the shop look like the normal people. Like
laid
there.
Back guys who work in the shop. Yeah.
All the dudes who came out of the side fucking office area, you know, they're the dudes with the fucking the pants down to the knees and the blue on the
hardcore.
No shirt, bandanas, all that shit.
I don't think you want to do that. My boss will be real mad.
Dude, there had
fuck your boss.
There had like, been like fuck 10 guys. Fucking Crips who come pouring out of this door onto this guy. It's fucking hilarious.
And that's why you need us for protection. Now give us our money. Like that's and also they're fucking shaking them down.
It's not even that. They own the store. The Crips own it. They run the store. It's their store. they actually have it as a legitimate business selling weed.
Their money laundering business.
Yeah, probably.
Everything's pretty much just laundering unless you're but I also found out there's more stores that are not on this app Weed Maps that show like where all the dispensaries are. The guy was explaining to me too, like I didn't know this stuff too. Because I don't need to know, but they have to pay to be on there. It's like they're advertising.
Huh.
So, like, the owner, for them to find you, well, then you got to pay the site to be on it. So, he was telling me one was across the street. And it's like, that one's a one? I thought it was, like, some other business. Like,
no, they're a pot shop. They just didn't pay to be on this.
Yeah. But, like, I never believed that was a pot shop. I actually believed it was something else. I was, like, the holistic medicine type of place. Like, a real, like, a, you know, they sell you the herbal teas and, like, you know, shakas.
Oh, I'm sure they do sell herbal tea.
No, not that herbal tea. Not herb tea.
They're definitely holistic.
But more like an actual real like holistic like, you know, I'm a hippie shop, not like a head shop.
Uh-huh.
And so like, no, that one's one too. It's just they don't advertise on that site. And Eric was telling me that's the one his brother goes to too.
It's a little more low key. You got to be on the know.
Well, but the one across the street I know is it's a house too, but that's 24 hours.
Mm.
The benefit to that. But it looks like a house. I'm like, I don't want to go to some house. So it was like somebody's house. It's too weird, shady. I used to have it look like a business.
It's like those hotels where right behind the office is a room converted into a house.
Mm-hmm.
The hotel owner lives there with his family. They're almost always Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was one in L.A., okay, there's the room, the little office room where you check in.
Yeah.
And the back door, you'd be the office. That's where they live. Because I came in there really late, like at 1 o'clock in the morning, this hotel in L.A. that I found real last minute. It was the first time I went to a podcast festival. And I ding the bell. And then they come out in their pajamas, like sleepy. Like, huh? Like, you need a room? Like, yeah. I called in earlier. It's like, you know, I already reserved a room. You reserved a room? Like, and she starts explaining to me. I'm like, that was the room I think I talked about in the story, that there was a skunk outside the door. And I had to like try to go around it without getting sprayed. And he's like, yeah, there's a skunk right there on the door. And she goes, Lady's like, she looks over. She's like, yeah, they're here all the time.
That's funny.
Yeah. That was the one I had to park, like, they have a deal with the gas station down the street, so I paid $10 to pay it to park my car at the gas station.
What?
Yeah, because they don't have any parking.
That is stupid.
You either park on the road if there's room. If not, you pay them to park at the gas station. Luckily, my room faced that gas station, so like,
you can still see the car.
Yeah, so, but a lot of times I'm standing up and getting up, you know, to go look through the window to look at that gas station.
Yeah, then you're just looking like a tweaker.
Yeah, and around the corner, guess what? Public parking.
Oh,
I could have parked around the public parking for another $10. At least I have a gate.
That's funny.
What else? Nothing really new. Just going to work. New hours, new soup. I'm going to work super fucking late during the middle of the week. Mm. But then, like, get to work 4:30, one start time. Next day, 1:50 start time. It's a huge jump. So when you get out of work, you start work at 4:30 and you get out of work at, like, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. Then you have to come back and wake up at two the next day to be there for 12 hours. They're just screwing up time so much. It's fucking fucked up. They're trying to find a balance of all these shifts plus the work involved with keeping it along this time. But starting early doesn't work because no one comes in. No trucks come in early. Trucks don't come in until a very certain time.
Yeah.
And all the work happens in those certain times. The only way to spread it out amongst everybody is to start one later. But that doesn't work. And between laziness, union crap, just fucked up things that happen, we end up fucking just still being there at the exact same time. We're normally just as late, pushing everything back. You know what to do. You just fucking say, come to work, kill it, you know, just do what you gotta do. But that's how it goes.
Fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Maybe I have something else that happened in the week. I got slowed down by a stupid dog on the freeway.
What?
There's a dog on the freeway. It's fucked up the whole fucking freeway for like 5 minutes too long. You think everyone stops and you see nothing happen. You know, you get annoyed by that.
Yeah.
And everyone stopped because the freeway longing around, walking along the middle section, you know, the center divider thing?
Yeah.
Where there's dirt, a bunch of trees and a center divider and more dirt. Well, that dirt area, he's walking along the tree section. Like, he's not even near the freeway.
Oh, so there is no real risk.
And there's two cars already following him trying to pick him up.
Oh, Jesus.
On the dirt area, off the freeway. But the whole freeway stops and slows down for this. And people, I'm stuck behind a wall of people eyeballing this stupid dog.
Rubberneckers.
And I'm like, fucking go. Just fucking go. Who cares? The dog's over there. You're not going to hit him because you can obviously fucking see him far away.
Yeah. Oh, like, no. It's just like, I
hate. Once you establish where everything is, then you can drive accordingly. Like, no, look at the dog.
I get pissed off when I'm stuck in fucking bumper traffic because of some badass accident. Only to get up to said accident, and it occurred on the opposite side of the fucking freeway.
Oh, yeah.
This is not impeding us, people. Why are we fucking at this? Go. Go. Quit looking and just fucking go. Oh, I hate that shit.
There's
so
times
much.
In my head, and I know it's bad, but like, there better be somebody dead because I'm fucking pissed this is happening right now.
I can get fucking.
Like, someone would be pretty bloody on the freeway because there's no reason for this.
No.
And then you go out there and nothing.
Even if they're bloody on the fucking freeway, that's no excuse because it's on the opposite fucking side.
I meant my side.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it's our side, maybe I'll give it a pass. It depends.
An Asian chick.
No. It just depends on where at on the freeway.
She looks hot, dude.
If it's off on the shoulder, fuck them. Go.
Exactly. So that's nothing new at all, really.
Yeah. Well, fun times.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about this. Oh, I saw Lego Batman.
Oh, how was that?
It was awesome.
We'll get to that later.
What? We're talking about that now? Okay. Have you seen it already?
No.
Okay.
So we'll get to Jason's review of Lego Batman later in this show.
Yeah, everything's awesome.
So stay tuned.
All right, go on to you. Let's start the show.
Before we go on to me, I need to get a beer. So
you have a commercial.
Brief break.
I thought you were going to have a commercial.
It's time for a commercial break.
Right.
And we're back. Boo-doo.
And we're back. Now, Roach has actually texted me. He's going to do his review, too. He says he's writing it right now.
Well, if he gets it in time.
It sucked. So, all right. The right segment. He missed it.
So, my week, huh? What happened my week? I got a new haircut yesterday.
Didn't notice.
Really?
Well, you didn't do the whole thing. You did the beard and the hair. I know you only got a haircut.
No, I did the beard too. I trimmed up the beard.
Really?
I kept the length. It's trimmed up. They took out some of the split ends. It's not as wild.
It is wild right now. Like, you didn't just comb it down then for the today.
No.
Because it looks like you just woke up beard. Like, it's just everywhere.
You should have seen it earlier. No.
It's pretty...
I haven't put anything in it today.
It's pretty rebellious right now.
I'll tell you what.
Like, your hair is fine.
Before the trim?
It's a complete, a borderline. When you get this mark, everything just burrows out and you look crazy.
That's just my beard anyways. But no,
I've seen it smooth and everything.
Well, it's all nice and done.
Yeah.
Not even before the trim, it actually looked a lot more gnarly than it is right now.
Okay. Gnarly, that's the word I was trying to think about.
So it was nice. Went to a new place in Redlands. Where? It's not really new in Redlands, but new for me. It's called Rocket 88.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice, old school gentleman's barber. You know, as much as I hate the hipster stuff, I will say this. I like the upcropping of all these, you know, nice actual gentleman's barber, men's barbers.
Mm-hmm.
That I do like, and I will give it to the hipsters on that.
Chauvinistic fucks.
Hey, I'm all
for it. Women should be in there, too.
They can. They just don't specialize in women's hair.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, you can get the lesbian market. They like shorter haircuts and stuff like that. I mean, you just style it that way. You could buy a nice, you know.
I'm sure there are some, but most don't. And it's a place where they've got other, like, hair salons that cater to women, not men. This is more geared for guys. Yeah, it's cool because they do like most gentlemen's barber. They got the fridge with beer.
There's mud wrestling on the TV.
No, there's the fridge with beer so you can get complimentary beer or have a shot or whatever. Real nice place. You know, when they do the straight razor, they use the warm lather, the hot towels. They even got that little weird massager machine they put on their hand and will kind of rub your shoulders while the towel's working, mm-hmm. while the hot towel's going. They'll give you a brief little kind of massage on the shoulders with this vibrating thing that they put over their hand to make the hand vibrate real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that feels great being on the receiving end. Can't imagine what that must feel like putting on your hand, though. Because it's almost like this weird glove with this big-ass fucking rotating machine type thing on the top of your hand that vibrates your hand. So when you press in, it vibrates everything.
That guy just gives himself a stranger later.
Probably. But no, it was really nice, and we kind of lucked out. Because normally it is strictly appointments only, but after 6 on Fridays and then on Sundays, they'll do walk-ins.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll pick up Alistair. We'll both go get our haircuts. So we show up there, and the guy who's supposed to come in at 6 and do the walk-ins, I guess was having car troubles, so he wasn't coming in. So eventually, you know, the head guy there, came up to me and level things like, look, the dude's not going to be coming in, blah, blah, everything. We, you know, me and the other guy, we'll go ahead and do your hair if you don't mind waiting because we've got, you know, other appointments ahead of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? That's cool. You know, I'm in no hurry. I could use a cut.
They're just trying to be nice to you. Like,
yeah. I'm like, I don't mind waiting.
We usually get a third guy to cover this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we didn't get out of there till after 9.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, we got there around 6.
Wow. What did you guys do for the time? Just chill?
Just chilled. Alistair played on the phone. We looked up other stuff. Just bullshitted with some people.
How many hours did you get leveled with? Hour and a half?
No, it was like 45 minutes into it.
Well, that's not bad. But it's quick to get your other decision. Like, maybe I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, no. And there was another guy who came in who like was waiting too. And once again, they told him, it's like, after 5 minutes, said, I'm going to go. Well, I'm like, I'm in no hurry. What am I going to do tonight? Just sit at home. I don't mind. And it's cool.
Go to another place of business to get haircuts?
Not many places are open that late.
Not if you're going to stay there past.
And here's the thing. And the fact that they were also willing to stay past normal time and take us and do it because we're waiting. Cool. So I didn't mind it. It was you know, it was good. It was well worth the wait, in my opinion. Because these guys, they take their time. It's not, you know, like most hair places where it's a quick cut. They take their sweet ass time to make sure it comes out nice.
I think I'd go there if I wanted a new haircut.
Yeah, I like liked
if
it.
I wanted something different. They have books there for haircuts?
To look up styles and everything?
Yeah.
Not that I saw.
So you got to pretty much know what you were looking for.
More or less.
Yeah, again. So.
It was hard, like, for Thalister, because is very close to Rami Malek's and Mr. Robot. Mm-hmm. So all I had to do was just pull up a good image that really showed up both kind of the front side combo. I just showed the picture to the guy, but then told him, you know, instead of where it just all of a sudden goes from normal hair and then jumps straight short, you know, we want to kind of fade it down, then do the square cleanup. It's like, okay, I got it. No problem. No, you got it. No problem. Just from looking at the picture. Mm-hmm. And Alistair's hair looks great. And he was real good with Alistair.
I think a lot of haircuts are the same, just with small variations. So he already has the basis of what you need.
I think so.
And just the little details you need for your particular style, that's all he really mm-hmm. needs for information wise. But he knows, like, I can cut this the way you want it. Everything else,
yeah,
you got to tell me.
Yeah, no, it came out great. And the guy who was working on Alistair was real nice to him. And it's hilarious because in the end, in order to get Alistair to kind of sit still, because, you know, Alistair, he's easily ticklish on certain things. So he'll kind of, you know, flinch, tickle. So the guy told him, it's like, you know, if you can stay still for the last couple of minutes while I do this, you know, I'll do the massage thing for you. And so Alistair, okay. So Alistair really focused on, and Alistair got both the massage from the thing, which he gut busting laugh made everyone, you know, the guys were
just giggling.
He was giggling so loud, like a real authentic deep gut giggle. It made both the barbers laugh. But then they also, Alistair was able to get a hot towel wrap too.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, it's complimentary fancy. Hot towel wrap. Oh,
and they gave him a cigar and a porno too.
I know. No, so they put the towel on. Alistair's like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's the stuff. Yeah, it's fucking great.
That's funny. There are times I say that for other, just jokingly, though. Like, you know, like, oh, that's the stuff. Like, not that bad. Like, he's all like,
oh, yeah, he was
loving
all,
it.
He was all into it. And, you know, they sat there and worked on, you know, did my stuff. Because while this was being done, the other head guy got me. So, yeah, I was able to get my beard trimmed, my hair done. I liked it. I really liked it. I was going to another place close to here, and they did pretty good, too. And, you know, I just think this one goes just that little extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
And impressive, yeah, though. Yeah, and like I said, just sitting there watching them work on people, it seems like, God, they take a long time. But it's like, watch what they do. It's because they make sure to go that extra step to make it nice, to make mm-hmm. it perfect. Not just a great experience for the person in the chair, but that it comes out, everything looks great.
They probably have like a bunch of YouTube videos of their shit, too.
Maybe. All I know is I really enjoyed it.
Any crazy haircuts you've seen?
No. Most of it just your average like hipster stuff. But yeah, they had like this other teenager come in. He was brought in by his dad, another, you know, bald, big old grizzled beard. We sat there talk beard stuff for a while. But his kid had the exact same hair as Alistair. It's that real tight, kinky, curled hair. I guess the guy was saying how usually...
Oh, you got a kid like that too, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's even disappointed to add.
Yeah, no, we did. He laughed when I did the comment of the devil's curls. He thought that was funny as hell. And it's true, though, because it's hard to do something with that hair. And I guess apparently this kid, he...
Is normally, that a term for his hair? Or you just call it that?
It's an old term for it.
Hmm.
But I mainly got it from The Simpsons. When Flanders, you know, he tells Rod and Todd, and I wish you didn't have the devil's curls.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's an old superstitious
thing. I remember that.
But,
I remember that. I wish mom was alive.
I wish you didn't have the devil's curls. Yeah. Well, because curly hair, that's like such kinky curly hair, it's hard to work with. It's hard to do anything with. So, this kid, he was a teenager, probably about 15 years old, had the same fucking hair. And I guess usually what the guy would say was...
His brother, a year younger.
Yeah, so when this kid gets his hair done, he normally just kind of gets like some same generic haircut. Nothing ever really styled. So the guy told the barber, was like, come up with what you think would be best with his style of hair. you know, to give it some good style, make it look good.
It might look cool.
So
make
he
my
left
kid cool. Yeah.
So he left it up to the barber, and it looked fucking fantastic after it came out. It was nice. And, you know, I'm like, wow, that looks fucking great. For because I know what this guy is feeling. My kid mm-hmm. has that shit. It's fucking hard.
He got some ungo bunger.
Yeah. it was good looking though. And then
from the band, or like how, you know, Elfman's hair looked in Ongo Mongo.
Yeah. So
bring it up with the computer.
Great experience. I check it out if you really want something nice.
What's the name?
The extra
you give the name.
Oh, Rocket 88. Took me a minute to find this place too. Because I kept circling where map says it is. You even see the sign, but it's like, well, where the fuck's the entrance? Finally it clicked. Oh, it's in the upstairs of this fucking building.
Oh, okay.
I even had to stop in the street and look up. It's like, oh. Okay.
And there's the upstairs door.
Yeah. It took me a minute.
You know, if you want to really get an appointment, you probably save yourself at least an hour. Put a sign as like entrance in the back. And where the entrance door is, put a other sign as entrance in the back. So no one comes in for their appointments.
But
so like, oh well, like my appointment's like, you know, 30 minutes late, so I guess you can go, man.
No, good experience. Men's cut is $20. The beard trim, also $20. Kids usually 15, but for doing both my hair, beard, and Alistair, they only charge just a straight 50. And then I got a hair product that I like. It's called Suavecito. And that
Suavement. Okay.
The other place I go to, they charge $20 for it. Theirs was like $12.50. So with that, my cut, Alistair's
cut. What I save in product alone is worth coming.
Yeah. So all of our cuts, the product, and then I did a 15% tip. It came to 72 and change.
I'll stick to my place. Thank you very much.
I know you like to go to the hair school where, you know. Ooh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jason.
I don't go to this hair school anymore. I used to, and I didn't mind that. You know what? I think they became better people because of me.
I know you look.
Because I gave him. I was forced to give him. I wanted scissor cut sides.
Fade. I know you're looking
that's
at
something
I know
they
you're
don't
looking
learn,
at the price
don't
like what the hell.
Very much.
But you got to think, I had two different things done, plus my kid, plus hair product, and then the tip.
True. If I had to average out, probably coming to like after tip, probably 30.
Maybe.
That's a lot more than I pay for.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
I'd have to have a whole deal. Like I would have to go not shave for the week and then have.
Yeah. Dude, seriously.
And have not have a haircut for at least like a month and a half.
Do it. Let it just go.
I'd have to have a style in mind.
And I'm sure you'll find some. Or don't even think of a style. Don't even have a style in mind. Just book an appointment. Go in there. It's like. Do a, you know, dealer's choice. Make it look good. I guarantee you they will.
Yeah, I'm going to get some fucking ugly haircut like every dumbass Mexican dude douchebag I see.
Nah.
I don't like those haircuts. No.
Nah, like I said.
They'll put a fucking line in my hair again. It took me a year and a half to get rid of that bullshit.
Yeah.
I didn't want one to begin with.
You can give some direction. Like, you know, you don't want this. You know, they're not going to make you look like some generic Mexican. Like I said, it's very much kind
of
hipster. It's very much hipster-like, but it's nice. It was a great experience. And I said, just that warm lather before the straight rays. And then just the feeling of the straight razor, too. It feels great.
They shaved my head bald.
That's
how I feel you should look the best.
Yeah, no, I liked it. It was, you know, it was still a great experience. So I had that. Found a nice fancy hair place. Other thing that happened, my cat had a kitten.
A kitten?
A kitten.
Eat the rest?
No.
The others died?
Throughout her pregnancy.
There's a lot of dead fetuses?
Miscarried some. Well, she's a really tiny cat. And we really didn't expect anything to survive. Because, again, really, really just fucking tiny
cat. And inbred.
Yeah, and inbred.
So they already come out kind of...
No, they're not re-cat. They're not re-cats. Anyway, so throughout her pregnancy, Steph's found a couple little things that, you know... And
resemble
then,
animals?
Yeah. And then eventually one that there was no mistaking. That was a kitten embryo.
Is it a preemie?
This baby, no.
Okay.
So we thought that, okay, it's all the miscarried. Well, apparently one did make it. I'm sitting here.
That's why I meant the preemie.
Yeah. No, so I was sitting here on my couch, too, one night.
And a kid came up, too?
No. Yeah. Like, no, I'm sitting there. A blind cat. I've got my headphones on. I'm playing the game. A blind
cat bobbing his head, like, looking for food. Like, came up to your face.
No, so I'm sitting there, though, with my headphones on, and I'm playing my game. And I keep hearing this. Meow. And it took me a minute before Richard. This little meow sound. So finally, I start focusing, and I hear it. And as I hear it out of the corner of my eye, I see my cat go behind the couch. And I hear it a few more times. I'm like, no.
That's where it gave birth, on the side over there.
Yeah, so I take my shit off, and I don't hear it anymore.
Wouldn't you know the smell, like cat birth smell?
There was no smell.
This is like a smell when the new cats are born.
Nope,
like,
no smell, nothing. So I take my headphones off.
Part pee, and I'm part looking, food.
And I'm like just waiting, and I don't hear it anymore. So I get up. And I kind of get back and I look behind the couch, and sure enough, there's my cat laying there with this little fucking white worm crawling on her. Oh my God, she had one. Is it just the one? I'm all looking. Yeah, just the fucking one.
You're going to smell some rotten smell in your house one day. Like, oh, yeah. There were two.
Yeah.
The other one's gone.
So I call Steph. She comes out.
She might have ate the, there might have been two, but she ate one.
All the rest were miscarries.
Probably she didn't eat those. Most cats eat that shit.
Steph found them. Yeah, she'd find a little fetus.
Yeah, but like sometimes when that happens, they just instinctively eat them.
She didn't. She had no real instincts.
I've had a cat with no instincts too. Like it just like it gave birth. Like, well, I'm done with you now. So another cat had to come in and like,
you know, I was reading. I was reading about that, and I guess they have a thing not only just first time mother cats, but also what they call premature mothers. So young cats who become mothers early. They have no maternal instincts. They don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, and if it gets eventually, near them, they get mad that they're there. Like, ugh, get away from me. Like, I don't want
eventually,
you. They don't
eventually
like the feeling, so they push it away.
Yeah, she was doing that until eventually I made her kind of, you know, while I'm sitting there petting her and loving her while making her kind of nurse the baby, it finally kind of clicked to her. So she's done a lot better now.
Okay.
So we got her in a box with a blanket and a pillow off to the side back here.
That's why all this equipment's covering her fur.
That's right. So yeah, one cat survived. It was rather uncanny because it's an all white cat. And Steph was telling me how before this cat was born, she had already had the thought that if she ends up having an all white cat, she's going to have to keep it. Cause then we have our all black cat and an all white cat. And then sure enough, she gives birth to an all white fucking cat. So we have a new cat. It's going to be white and I've already named it Ghost.
You have horrible names.
I like it.
Could name it Powder.
I didn't want to name Powder. I wanted to name it Ghost. So we have a teeny, teeny kitty. And it's funny because the only one who messes with it is our other female. She's constantly trying to get to him. The other cats can give a fuck less. But our other
little kittens are so cute.
But our other female, she's constantly trying to get near it.
Well, that one's probably instantly trying to get into it. Because if the other one's ignoring it, not there enough, the other one will probably just swoop in and just start...
Oh, no.
If it sucks on a long, it'll activate her. It'll activate the other cat.
No.
Oh, you gave that one's
the mother's fine. No, our boys are all fixed now. And they pay no attention to him. The meowing, all that, they don't fucking go near it. They can give a fuck less. But our other female cat,
units
Ori.
No, matter.
No, but Ori, she's constantly trying to get over to him. Because I guess Steph did catch her one time, drop down into that box, and try to start batting him around.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Why are you hitting yourself?
Yeah. So, and Penelope's already chased her off once.
Let's see if we got a review yet from Roach. Nothing. Anyways, let's move on.
Oh, so that's my new stuff. A new kitty. Mm-hmm. And good haircut.
I started playing Battlefield 1. I upgraded my pass to the premium pass. So mm-hmm. I get the new download that's going to come in a couple weeks. So I have the new map for that. And I'm playing with different players because I'm on a different server, I guess, for
really?
That. Like, since only premium players get that certain map,
gotcha.
So I assume, I think they might have changed all my servers, so, like, I'm only with other premium players, and it's weird playing with them. It is different than playing with everyone else. It's like, something's changed. I noticed there's a difference in playing with people.
Yeah.
You're getting completely murdered. Because
well,
somehow the balance is off.
That is, either
the
way.
Balance, I think the balance isn't set right yet, because I'm either in a team that just destroys another team. Like, there's not... head-to-head battles. Right now, I'm just like, you get 1,000, you look at the other team, they only had like 500, 600 fucking points. And you're like, fuck. And, like, I've been part of those teams. Like, fuck, you're just getting murdered. And since the map is new, no one knows where to be. You don't have your established, like, okay, this is the way, the best way to go mm-hmm. through. So, like, you're thinking of a good spot. Then someone's going to come up to you and everyone's just running around this map. So someone's going to eventually stab you in the back.
I'm laughing about this because it reminds me of when For Honor came out. Because mm-hmm. when they had the beta, the beta was region locked. Mm-hmm. So all the people I played with throughout the beta that were in our region. So, you know, in America, it's just our region. And I ended up meeting some guys at GameStop when I picked it up. And, you know, we hit it off, you know, whatnot. So we all started playing together. We played it the first night and we realized region lock's no longer active. It's open. It's all fucking regions.
And then, like, you realize this is way different than it was. Oh, my God.
It totally different. We were getting our asses handed to us. And it sucked because in the beta, we were kicking ass. We were good. Then they unlock all regions, and we're not only getting our asses handed to us, but we're playing with fuckers. All they do is just spam.
Yeah, so that's what...
Spam the same fucking bullshit.
So it went from basically like a sophisticated war style to like guerrilla warfare.
Yes. Dude, it was fucked
up. It just became an all-out war. And right now, it's kind of like that. Like, no, it's a mix of that because a good team is like that. A good team is all team-centric. Everyone's saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone's focused on things, and you're either attacking one thing constantly or defending one thing constantly. Or you're a team with your fucking head cut off. And I can be in the mix of both of those, and I still get good points because I'm still fucking team player. I mean, but it depends on the map. I'm either medic or fucking sniper, so I'm either far away or not.
Do you play core or hardcore?
I just play fucking quick matches. I don't really
You do core then.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't play that game core. Almost all shooters I play are hardcore.
What changes in that?
Usually hardcore has limited hub. Or a HUD and less damage to kill you. Mm-hmm. So you can die a lot easier, but if you manage to get your hits, you can kill them a lot easier too. So think of it this way. In normal core, if you snipe somebody and it's not a headshot, you'll bring them to 10 and then you have to hit them again to kill them.
Yeah.
Hardcore, you snipe them, they're dead.
Okay. I don't know if I like that or don't like that. On the receiving end of the bullet, I won't like that.
Yeah. It's easier to die in hardcore. But likewise, if you know what you're doing, it's easier to get kills too. Mm-hmm. So there's a good balance there. That's why, like for Call of Duty, I fucking hate core because what happens is a lot of times I'll unload a whole fucking clip into someone or a whole magazine or damn near, and they fucking survive. And while they're getting shot, manage to raise their reticle up and get fucking two hits to my head and kill me, or they're up close to the shotgun and somehow even in the core one shotgun blast will kill you.
Yeah, that's how there's and one then, shotgun in the game that can do that.
Yeah, and, it's fucking and then annoying. What they do because they've taken all that damage,
even though
from
they've
me,
already fucking what they call it nerfed it, they fucking yeah. It's still a very powerful shotgun.
Oh yeah, and then what'll happen is because they took all that damage from me but they survived, they'll go run and hide into a corner and heal. Mm-hmm. And then they're back to 100% full health. And are back out doing the same
That's
shit.
That's why I need headphones because I see like people that. Run away and hide. Like a guy who killed me, I took a lot of bullets. I know he only has like 10 life left and he runs and hides and I'm dead. Like I'm dead, but I can still see him, you know, his little red mark flying, running away. Like, that's why I need headphones. Like get on this. It's only one fucking guy spamming the fucking board at the alleyway. It's not a whole team. Just rush. If fucking my whole team rushed, you would just take that guy out and it'd make the pathway great for everybody. But someone needs to say that.
Yeah, so I dislike that. And then also for Call of Duty and hardcore, if you take damage, you don't heal your health back. You can't just hide in a corner and full health again. Well, whereas in Battlefield, even hardcore, if you take damage but survive, you can
It's very slow.
Heal.
It's very slow than fucking story mode.
Yeah, no, even in core, it's slow healing unless you get the med kits, which you can self-med, but you'll still heal over time. Biggest difference for hardcore and Battlefield, though, is if you die, it does not show you your killer's location, which is nice because, again, if you kill somebody, if you're camping an area, sniping and killing people,
cause I
it does not show them where you're at.
I only get, like, 2 or 3 kills, and I realize, like, you know, you got to move locations because now, like, that guy's going to come for me now.
In hardcore, it doesn't show them where you're at.
I've been running the same people a lot, and it's getting, I think it's causing a problem because, it's not like I'm going after them. It's just we both have the ideas for cause the strategy. Because I already see what everyone else is doing. I see this is probably the best spot for the location.
Uh-huh.
But it goes for offense and defense. That's a good spot.
Yeah.
And then so basically I'm getting run into the same like two guys and killing each other. So next week it was like, you know, two kills, three kills from him back and forth. It's like, I don't want to start a beef with you. I know this is a good spot. We just happen to, and it's random too. Like the first spot we'll meet and like it's a good spot for that spot. Like, I look over the whole map. I'm looking at where like this actually is good. It's good hiding, good fucking cover. And no one really sees you, but you can spot a lot of people. We fight, kill each other. One of us dies. And then like another part of the map, I find another area like that. That person thinks the same way.
Yeah. Hey, I don't play that game enough. Not as much as I'd like.
I think I'm level 53 right now.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near that. I've had the game since shortly after it came out, and I'm still not.
I need to do my other classes before I can get the other guns for my other class. Like, yeah. In order to get upgrade certain classes, I have to actually do better in other classes I don't play.
I know.
Like, the new weapons that are going to come out, in order to get, like, you need, in order to get the new guns, you have to do fucking completely opposite classes and do that gun up to a certain amount of points or a certain amount of ranking, and then you could use that gun for a completely different class.
Yeah.
There's a sniper in there I want to use.
I have a bunch of different games I've been playing. I have other games I want to play. And it's hard for me because a lot of times the time that I do get on, especially after work, there's a time range where I have friends that get on and I play with. Thing is, most of them, they're strictly COD. Okay, now I have For Honor. None of them play that. But one of my other friends, actually my oldest friend since we were, you know, 14, 15. I guess if anything, it's more my Tim, you know, the whole oldest friend thing. So he has For Honor, so I'm playing with him, but I'm also trying not to abandon the other guys. So I'm trying to find a balance there. We're also trying to play other games that I play that nobody else does play. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because, you know, nobody I know has Battlefield. And I like playing with other people, mostly because of the communication, trying strategy, whatnot.
The person I know is Eric, and Eric doesn't play at the same time I do.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't want to play with him.
And then the other issue I have, though, is just limited hard drive space. I've yet to upgrade my hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
So my space gets taken with things I play versus ones I don't play often. So fuck, I really need to upgrade my hard drive.
Yeah, I want a different game. I'm looking into a new game soon. Like, I want that, but a side game where, like, I want to play a game, but I want to play Call of Duty. I'm not calling it Battlefield. Like, just something else to entertain me for a while. But that's, like, nothing online-based, just something I could play all the way through. So, probably the Resident Evil will probably the next thing I'll get. But
I want to get that, but I hear it's actually fairly short. Frank got through it in, like, 10 hours.
Yeah, but there's other ways to play, and I played longer. I'll look for little small things, and like I wouldn't try to. I'm sorry.
Well, he said, from what he said, he beat it in 10 hours, and that includes getting all the little hidden medallion things that all the games have.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Are you still selling that computer?
Yeah.
I forgot what's the price you wanted.
$400.
Fuck that. I'll give him $200.
That's not even his asking price. It's somebody else's.
I thought it was his computer.
No.
What's it still doing here, then?
He's yet to take it back.
$200. $200. $250. If he says no, offer $250.
Yeah. No,
I'm not lying about that. Like, okay, well, that's the most I'm going to offer.
I'll let him know.
If not, I'll hit up Wedge again, see if he still wants it for a real price.
But yeah, because I do want to get Resident Evil. I want to get the different Kingdom Hearts. There's a few other games coming out that look good.
Let's keep this.
I want that Neo. I'm not so sure what I feel about the new Tom Clancy Wildlands.
The new Tom Clancy game?
Yeah, it's Tom Clancy Ghost Recon Wildlands. It's open world. So you can, you know, do all these different objectives. And you're,
as long as they make YouTube videos of those two guys, can you like hang out and talk?
Yeah.
They brought back Skyrim cops.
Oh, nice.
Since the new updated HD Skyrim, they brought back Skyrim cops.
That's cool. But now this game, because they have the open beta right now, so you probably download it on your Xbox and try it. It's open world. It's you and three other computer guys. So you have a squad and you can command them. And it's all up to your gameplay, how you want to, either just going guns blazing, going, you know, sneak and stealth, all kinds of. It's almost like a weird mix of Ghost Recon and I guess you'd almost say Grand Theft Auto, because, you know, you could take other people's vehicles and do shit. But you can also just go in and do online play and have up to a squad of four people. So you can meet other people, you know, you can find people or people, you know, and be able to really coordinate your attacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Not as good as I was hoping or expecting. I don't know if it's one I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to get that, like I was with For Honor or some other games. But it's not bad so far.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Let's start it up different. And let's do this quick. What the show is today.
Start what do we up got? The show or you want to start up the game?
Stop the show.
Oh, I thought you were interested. You're like, I want to check out this game.
Yeah, let's just stop the show and play the game right now.
Let's start it up. Yeah, Ripped in Half plays.
Coming soon the Ripped in Half Network.
All right.
Website's already bought. Copyright Ripped in Half.
So on to show stuff. Patrick Stewart news.
Dead.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's retiring from playing Professor X.
What?
Yeah. I forget what I was reading.
He's done it for a while.
There's an interview that he did. I forget where they were doing the showing of this movie. It's not the first time they've watched the movie or whatnot.
But, I thought he'd just be like Alfred, like from the Batman movies. Like, it's the same guy for everything.
Nah,
whenever you need a past one,
what
you just
grab him. He stated in his interview, though, is they're at one of the viewings for the film. And it was him, Hugh Jackman, the director. They're sitting there together. And the movie ends. And they're about to be called up on stage after the credits.
This is my last one.
No, they're about to be called up on stage after the credits. And I guess Hugh Jackman kind of turned him, you know, took his hand, you know. And it was all teary-eyed. And Patrick Stewart got to thinking about it. And just how amazing the experience was. And just how amazing the movie is itself. That it kind of struck him like, this is going to be it for me. You know, I this will be my last ride too. You know, go out on this high note. You can't get any better than this type. And so I guess he said that after all was said and done, he went to Hugh Jackman. He told him that it's going to be his last one too. Now he's also done.
And I like to talk about Trump for a minute. that's fine. Boy. That's fine to me. But I think he should still do cameos, as Professor X cameos or when needed. Meaning, like, he's not just whenever you need, like, a time jump and you get the older professor again,
mm-hmm.
just still use him. Not a big role, just when you need, like, him, just like professor, and they turn and, like, Patrick Stewart. But, like, those small things I would add to those movies, because, like, ah, cool, they brought him back for a cameo. But as a full on role as Professor X, yeah, that's fine. And this movie is great as it sounds to me from fucking reviews.
Yeah, it's getting mad reviews. It's great.
Like, if they're confident enough to, like, okay, one, it's already confident enough that you should, like, let critics see it first.
Yeah.
Because that's a tough sell sometimes. Like, when they see it first, like, you could be very confident in your movie, but you can also get shit on.
I know the timeline for it takes place in 2029.
Not so far, huh?
Not right after, too far. But far enough.
So we got flying cars in there?
That's right. I know Ryan Reynolds is still hoping to get Hugh Jackman into Wolverine one last time.
They're all buddy around online, well, but
they yeah. are. But he's been working on them, and is still working on them. And a lot of the fans,
the
like,
only way he's gonna work on fans, is everybody down there,
fans and everybody, they're doing all they can. They Ryan Reynolds really wants to have a Deadpool Wolverine
if
film.
If you do, it makes for a good joke. It's like, you don't believe how hard it is for me to get him in. Like, the fourth wall thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You don't believe how hard it was for me to get him into this movie. And then fourth wall, Family Guy jump cut to, like, you know, him jerking him off.
There's some weird thing. Yeah, that'd be great.
Just something very, like, weird.
Yeah, that'd be great. But, you know, and that would be awesome to have a Wolverine
He's
Deadpool
He's sucking
film.
His ball chin from movie 43.
But no, it would be awesome to have a Deadpool Wolverine film. And Ryan Reynolds, that's like his ultimate dream. He really wants that to happen.
I think he probably wants that instead of the Cable Deadpool.
No, he does want Cable in it.
Well, that would be the straight man, though.
What?
Well, if you want Deadpool and a straight man.
Well, no.
The straight man would be more or less Cable.
It's not going to be a Deadpool film, per se. Cable's going to be in it. Again, that's but that they're doing that more just for the Deadpool continuity and, you know, again, fandom, stuff like that.
They just put the Cable costume on that fucking giant Cyclops. I am Cable. The big old puppets are still trying to work them.
And then I heard, I don't know how true this is, but apparently Ryan Reynolds is now also helping to pen the script for X-Factor. Or Sweet. X-Force. So, more Deadpool stuff. That'll be awesome.
Sweet.
I know that's one that he had thrown out there but with before, too. Mm-hmm. So, and that'll definitely have a Cable more than anything.
The Green Lantern Corps rumor is pretty much dead, right? Like, he's part of the Green Lantern?
No, he's not part of the Green Lantern.
He was up and running. There was that rumor a couple weeks ago about that.
Right? No, no. He's not part of the Green Lantern. They're recasting that, and Green Lantern Corps is going to feature Jon Stewart and Hal Jordan.
I always thought that was stupid just because, like, even if they considered him, it's two different franchises.
Yeah.
DC and Marvel. Like, they let you play nice, but not, like, at the same time. Like, you could be one, like, after we fire you or after, you like, you know, your movie failed and we don't no longer, like, associate with you anymore. Yeah, you can move on to DC or come back for a later Marvel film as revamped as a new character. You know, Chris Evans.
I know. Well, he went from Fox to Marvel, though.
Yeah, we still had a cool character in Fantastic Four, and then he went from Captain America.
Yeah.
To some big old pretty boy lame-o.
I like him doing Captain America.
I do, too.
Actually, I don't think but I really still, picture like,
anyone. A pretty boy lame-o.
I don't think I really picture anyone else doing Captain America.
You know what I found out? There's a storyline, Marvel storyline, where... and it makes... I think... I don't know if this is a real... Okay, they talked about this, and listen again, but they're saying there's a storyline, and it makes a little bit of sense in a racist way that the original person who got the super serum was not Steve Rogers, but what would you test stuff in back in those days, you know, early, you know, what, we're talking about 1930s, 1940s?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they wouldn't test on a, you know, their prize person, their number one top pick, they tested on someone else first. It okay. went from lab animals, and they said, who the next person you think in those times? A black guy. So they think there's a version of like the storyline, I think, was a Captain America version that originally was a black guy. He was a real first test subject of the super serum.
Well, that's stupid.
What?
Why it wouldn't have been a black guy?
Because they were considered not human. Or real people.
Well, considering, though, that
so
it was...
So he would just be the next level of lab.
Considering, though, that it was a German scientist who conducted it and then fled Nazi Germany to the U.S.
Oh, the guy
figured to do the serum on Steve,
America was still full-on racist.
Which
back
means
then.
That the first human test subject, if anything, would have been a Jewish guy.
You're right. That means... Oh, you're right. The red... Yeah, he's fucking German. He's Jewish then.
Who? No, Red Skull. No.
Red Skull is Jewish.
Red Skull's German.
You can be German and Jewish.
No, he
at the same time.
He wasn't the first test subject though. In fact, the original Red Skull, his face wasn't even a skull; it was a mask. But different iterations of it.
Anyways, just
certain variations, he used
going along
a
with thinking
version.
Of that time, they would have tested on not their chosen hero, but on another human, but not someone of you know someone they want really want to have.
So, no, the German.
I thought the idea was actually pretty good because like okay, that's no, black fucking Captain America. Okay.
No, because that was
the Falcon. Or as a guy with a lot of side effects.
That was the Falcon. The Falcon becomes Captain America. That's where the black Captain America comes from. As far as Steve Rogers goes, no, it was a German scientist who conducted the Super Soldier Serum. He eventually fled Nazi Germany so that the Nazis couldn't get their hands on it. This is after it was already perfected.
Yeah, but he hasn't picked the test subject except in the movie. So, like, I think America would pick the subject. It's like, well, we don't want our...
He has...
The guy we want
he
to
has
get
a big,
this...
No, he has a big... The scientist has a big say in it because all...
I think it's probably like a what-if story type of story. And it goes along with it to make sense. In my opinion, it's like, yeah, we don't... The guy we chose for the job Well, we still want to know if it works on a human. We'll pick some other guy to do it. So, you know, pick that black guy. And they'll have it on him, and then whatever happens doesn't matter.
No.
Going along with thinking of the time, I think it makes sense.
Not really.
You think people are just way better and more open-minded then?
No, I mean, we still had segregation, but we didn't have slavery, this and that.
It's not about slavery. We're not making him do it, but we'll just do it for him because it wouldn't matter.
More or less in the army, even back then, black or white, you were even.
You were traded. You were treated way different. You seen Glory? Or is propaganda to you?
Never saw Glory.
Okay, yeah, I watched Glory. It's pretty much Operation Get Behind the Darkies. You're familiar with that? It's like that. Found something he can relate to, people. But that's the understanding. And that's why they picked him to do the test first. Like, here, try this first, and then we'll give it to Rogers.
Even if you wanted to go that way, the German scientist was still German. I don't think he would have wanted to have a super soldier darkie.
Hey, I'm going to be Jew, but I'm fucking black. That's how racist he is.
Pretty much.
He's like hypocritical that way. Skip nuts, German, but at least I'm in America. I look sort of white.
Protect your wallets, everyone.
From those greedy Jews.
More comic book movie stuff. Hellboy 3 is officially dead.
Good. I'm glad.
I'm not. I wanted a third one. I was excited. They've been working for a long time.
I don't even remember the first two.
I liked them.
Anymore. It's been so long. It's a blank memory. I don't remember anything of that.
But Guillermo del Toro has been working his ass off to try and get it going. Ron Perlman.
Oh, Guillermo del Toro's doing it? Then it should have been dead.
He did the first two.
Then it should have been dead a long time ago.
This is one that's always been a labor of love for him.
It should have been Ron Perlman, promoted and then never happened.
Ron Perlman was on board.
Oh, you mean Guillermo del Toro movie? Is announced and never going to happen? No. Is that what you're saying? Because that's a shock to me.
It was never actually announced.
Backed out, huh?
No.
He backed out.
He did not. Ron Perlman was behind it. He wanted us to keep going. They did all they can, petitions, everything.
I'm busy pretty much kaiju and my shoe.
No, all three of the main people involved, Ron Perlman, Guillermo del Toro, and I forget the other guy's name, but pretty much plays the fish man, Abe. They were all on board. And they got together and went and had a meeting with the studio execs to try and get this going. But I guess the studio execs, they're just not behind it.
Again, so I feel why.
So they pushed for one final time. It still got turned down. So Guillermo ended up going on Twitter afterwards and said, it is dead. It's not happening.
You could do a low budget. Half the props still probably exist. The suit probably still exists. Both suits. All three suits. I don't even blame this fucking movie. But, yeah, again, come from him. Not surprised. But it could have done low budget. But my opinion is that, again, it's been so long. And they're going to put money as a tentpole. Like, they're going for tentpole fucking films. Like, ones that should make hundreds of the millions of dollars. And it's been a while since the last one.
That's how long they've been pushing to get this done.
But did it do enough in their mind, like, combination of domestic and international to make it worthy? Because now these are movies, they're making movies now that would cost, they get over the time, the lifespan of the movie will make $1 billion.
No, I get you.
And that's what they're looking for. And it's putting a lot of side projects down, pushed aside for that. In favor
of sucks,
pictures
that
are going to guarantee him, give him a $200 million dollar
I like
day.
The Hellboy films. I would like to see the conclusion of the story done. Because it was always planned for a trilogy. That's how the story was going, was for a trilogy. So the last one ended off where it's all going to wrap up in the third film. But yeah, it's not going to happen now.
It's probably just too expensive to make some of these type of movies.
Well, a lot of what they did was practical effects and makeup, so probably.
But they're just looking at a little CGI in the here and there.
But that's one thing where I give the Hellboy films a lot of credit. Is for as much CGI as done in films. And yeah, they used a lot of CGI. Still, a lot of what they did, though, was practical effects and makeup for the monsters and everything. A lot of animatronics and makeup. And that's one thing I liked about it.
Even when you think of a shitty films, like superhero films, like it still made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
The Daredevil movie still made a lot of money. The fucking, Daredevil, Ghost Rider still made like $200 million. Like
enough for a sequel.
Enough for a sequel. It still made a lot of money. Both are terrible. Well, it's not terrible to point.
They have their pros and cons.
Yeah. I actually like how he wore the face makeup while filming, even though he's on CG, he has CGI face the whole time. But while filming the Ghost Rider scenes as Ghost Rider, like he still has makeup on. That's how committed and weird Cage is.
You know what I really like, though, I found out from it, is they did a lot of scans on Nicolas Cage to where the Ghost Rider skull, that is Nicolas Cage's skull that they CG'd for both films.
I think it's the second one. I think it's the
first one. I think they did it on the first one, too. Yeah, they did actual scans of his what his skull would be like, so they can... Now, that's cool.
I was listening to a show. Their complaint was the CGI bike.
I thought that bike was badass.
That was too cartoony.
Yeah.
They actually thought they wanted the storyline where the original guy who was Daredevil, a new guy becomes Daredevil, thinking he vanquished
Daredevil or Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider. Sorry, I'm some fucking... Yeah. Better. But like he thought he vanquished that spirit to find out later some other guy now has that invoked in him, went to stop it and fucking like, you know, give it to me. I'll be him again just to keep from anyone else from fucking being that guy.
Oh, I think you're talking about Johnny Blaze's cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, because his cousin became a ghostwriter. Eventually he goes back. Yeah, I know. You pull the mic up just to do that. Then eventually Johnny becomes a ghostwriter again. Now in the comics, there's a different ghostwriter who...
Their argument was that would have been a better sequel.
Well, the new ghostwriter... It looks really different. Has a car instead of a motorbike. In fact, when they did the...
Then that sounds like to me like the other Nick Cage movie where he comes back from hell and he's in a car. Which to me was also like, what, Ghost Rider 3 is not a car? No, it's not called Ghost Rider and it's not Ghost Rider.
Ride Like Hell or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, this iteration of Ghost Rider was a Ghost Rider featured in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
like
Ghost Rider storyline.
I'm a Camaro protector.
But here's the thing is, in this new Ghost Rider, he's not, he doesn't have the spirit of vengeance. It's a different spirit in him. So I guess some of the other Ghost Riders, including Johnny Blaze, has appeared in the new Ghost Rider story arcs talking, you know, being there with him. Because it's a total different vengeful spirit that he has. It's not the same spirit of vengeance.
He's a spirit of Esther, and he gives people eggs and chocolate bunnies.
Yeah. That's a good one. All right.
Everything come out. Steve went to go take a huge dump.
No, it was all kinds of bad.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. Ugh.
Why isn't it stopping?
Kinda.
I had a salad today. Why is it still going? I didn't eat for 2 days.
On that note, Lego Batman.
Yeah, speaking of, I haven't shit for 2 days. Been watching that every day. Lego Batman. I got to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And you know what? Everything was awesome. It shows, again, that Eric has no idea what he's talking about.
Well, duh.
So his reviews of movies, again, I can still dismiss him. Roach had a similar one. No text from him yet.
And still nothing?
No, he's probably not going to send anything anyways. But I had... He had a very similar in some ways, but not really. Mm-hmm. But when I got to Roach, I was like, I told him... Mm-hmm. You're in the same category as Eric. Like, you hate everything. You don't like most things. You just think it's stupid and you laugh at it and you're just like, this is a dumb movie. Which I figure that's how he's felt about this movie. Hmm. He's not actually entertained. His inner child's dead. So like, it's just, that's how he felt about it. And so I watched it with, I feel it was a little bit tainted because Eric said he didn't like it and explained to me a little bit more than I wanted to know of why he didn't like it. So a little bit of that is in my head, and I'm watching it, and like, yeah, I get it. Maybe why he didn't like it. Like, now I'm figuring, like, okay, these are things I see, like, why he'd be annoyed and don't like it. The beginning, to me, is very fast. Fast and loud.
You mean that weird Batman rap? The Batman rap?
I don't care about any of that. Just everything comes at you really fast to set up this whole movie. And it's a lot of hit fire jokes that are coming in, like, one after another. And it's very hard to pay attention to.
So kind of like the Lego movie.
No.
The Lego movie had that.
Not the same way. To me, it's like, I thought about that, too. It was like, it's not the same way. It was like, the Lego movie hit me this hard. It's like, not, it didn't feel that hard in the Lego movie. It actually is paced enough where I get all these cool jokes. And you basically set up the world in that movie. This one, it's assumed you know the world, so it just fucking rocket fires to the fucking...
Hard not to know the world. One, we've all seen the Lego movie. Two, it's fucking Batman and Gotham. Who doesn't know this?
And it goes fast. But for kids, I don't know. It just moves too fast. Like I'm watching Simpsons. Like, it just joke.
Plus the three Batman video, Lego Batman video games, and the God knows how many Lego Batman...
But that Batman is not that Batman, nor it's even developed or done the same. It's not done the same that way. That's the only thing. Other than that, I think it's fucking great. A lot of good inside Batman jokes. And they have a scene where they pull all of fucking Batman's villains, and they name every lame villain. Like, they name the main ones, and then get out. Like, once you go down the roster, you're getting to, like, oh, this guy, this guy, this guy. And my favorite thing, and I was so fucking happy, the Condiment King.
Yeah.
One of the lamest superheroes there is.
Nice.
Yeah, and Condiment King, the ultimate, like, I know him from the Batman MS series, but... And I think in that version, he has a Mad Hatter card in his head, so he just thinks he's a supervillain.
Okay.
But he has been adapted to other things in comics and the games, like, maybe the games, but he's been adapted other ways. Actual shitty villain, you know, with ketchup and mustard guns and stuff like that. And I was fucking just, when I saw that, I was like, oh shit, they put the Cotton King in this stupid movie. That's fucking amazing. It's a good small little factor to put in that. And if you're really a fan of Batman, like, these little tiny touches in there, they reference almost all the old Batman films and the 30s shorts. Like, really? Even Brooding Over Your Parents since 2001, 2011, 1999, 97, 95, nice. 91, and all the way back since 1930. They show the old school, him in the Lego version of the old school 30s Batman.
Oh, that is great.
I don't even know what year that was, so I'm not saying like the shorts version when he drove the car in like this shitty costume. So like there's a lot of good inside Batman jokes. For supervillains, they use the, what's that shit from Superman 2? I'm fucking blanking. The place he had Zod in.
The Phantom Zone?
The Phantom Zone. That's a factor in the movie.
Hmm.
When they release people from the Phantom Zone, you know who's in it? Daleks and Gremlins.
Nice!
That's great. And I'm fucking laughing at this. And I'm by myself, too. Like, I'm laughing because it's very empty theater. But, like, I'm fucking loving that stuff. Like, these small things in the fucking film. Like, there's just a lot of inside Batman jokes that, like, probably only I was laughing at the theater at. So, that's what made fucking trouble for me. I was like, oh, okay, I guess maybe Eric doesn't know Batman enough to get him.
Calendar King's in it?
Yes. There's a cameo for Calendar King.
Clock King?
I don't Mothman. Know. No, but Bookworm is in there instead of the Riddler. Riddler is in also as well. Also Bookworm.
That's a character.
Mm-hmm.
What about Mothman?
Don't remember.
Really? Okay.
They did a roster. Moments. Feature moment, they have a Mothman moment.
Mm.
It's probably a roster of people, and they just like blankly, like, bam, here he is. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was probably in it, but can't say for sure.
Firefly?
Can't say for sure.
Mm.
You just need to see the film.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Because then it goes to other villains from other, you know, storylines that Lego owns, Dr. other Pig. Worlds. Didn't hear that at all.
Mm.
I'm sorry I'm not keeping you happy for this, but it's all based on my memory. Not the movie's fault, but you know what I couldn't remember. But I did like it. I was whole time I was waiting for the song from How It Should Have Ended.
Mm-hmm.
The Everything Is Batman.
Everything is Batman. Everything is Batman. Yeah, that'd be great.
Like that, you feel that the whole movie though. Like I'm waiting for that song because a lot of the persona of Batman is basically just ripped off from this How It Should Have Ended, Batman.
That's great.
Like I'm just waiting for like, hey, I'm Batman. Want to know my secret identity? It's like it's just you're waiting for that because they blatantly kind of ripped it off that persona version of Batman.
Do you want to know why? because I'm Batman.
Needed more of that. And that's how I waited for that, too. It was like, well, it's not this movie. It's not them. No. Like, I just really want, like, because I'm Batman.
I do like their take on Robin, though. He's like this weird, nerdy, happy-go-lucky mm-hmm. character. The whole thing to make fun of the old Dick Ward tiny shorts. Oh, it just feels so stifling. Oh, I know how to fix this.
Rips them off. Like, oh, don't want to see that.
I can't even look at you right now.
He does don the Nightwing for a moment. A couple scenes, yeah.
Nice.
To save Batman, he goes to the whole roster of his old Batman suits and then pulls out the Nightwing version of it.
Hmm.
So that's in there, too.
It's
yeah,
nice
overall, I how was
Zach Galifianakis as Joker?
I didn't know that was. I couldn't hear the voice, his voice, the Zach Galifianakis voice in it. There's a scene in there where like he's really sad with Batman, because Batman like tells you like you're not my greatest.
Yeah,
foe.
That's from the trailers. Yeah,
and the sad face, and it's a very long joke, so like it just gets sadder and sadder looking.
Does he make a good Joker?
Good enough for this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it? Just good enough? Nothing memorable?
Not really.
Damn. Gotta say, if you're gonna be the Joker, you gotta be memorable. I mean, even the Joker from Suicide Squad. Let's face it. Okay, a lot of people had complaints, but he's still memorable.
I feel that's what they're kind of pulling off. They just joked up that one. I was like, just have Leto do the voice then.
But that's the thing.
Because he has like the spiky teeth.
I think Jared Leto is probably the least favorite Joker. But he is still a memorable Joker.
And Diabolical's still in his plan, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Joker-ish plan
for
a Lego film. It's still a very Joker
plan.
Did
Tara Strong do Harley Quinn?
I don't know who did play Harley Quinn, though.
Oh, I'm going to look that up.
Oh, the actual from the Suicide?
No. Tara Strong, who does the voice of Harley Quinn in pretty much everything now.
Oh, no. It wasn't that distinct. So, no, it wasn't.
Oh. Can't have Harley without Tara Strong, unless it's a live action, then. So. In fact, even in Arrow, when they've had the Suicide Squad in there,
mm-hmm.
one of the first times they happen to pass a room where you know in show it's Harley Quinn, but they don't outright show her and or say her, but they even had Tara Strong play that role.
It was like a voice in the background, like yelling, "Get me out!"
Well, you see the silhouette of her. So, and you hear the voice and just the way the character is done, you know it's Harley Quinn. But what's cool is they literally brought Tara Strong in to do that. So it's really her too playing.
I heard Harley they've been Quinn. Doing that for in those the WB on WB like the is it WB still?
CW.
For those things, for those shows, they're bringing a lot of old characters back.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have the old Superman, old Lois Lane from Adventures of Superman, like the Adventures of Lois and Clark.
Uh-huh.
Like, they've been featured in those shows.
Okay.
As cameos.
No, what they,
other people.
Okay, what they did, for that, it's Supergirl. And what they did is had
But
Dean,
they do that
they
in the other
Dean,
whole universe.
Yeah, well, they had Dean Cain play Supergirl's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who played Supergirl in the 1984 film,
mm-hmm.
that's their mom.
Okay.
So that's cool. But as far as characters, yeah, they bring in some really obscure characters.
Mm-hmm.
So like in Arrow, because Arrow's building up his team and everything. So he has a team now, Green Arrow does, and it consists of Ragman. So he's a guy with like the weird rag mummy stuff.
Always has a chamois.
Yeah, in some iterations has been kind of a villain, not always. And he looks fucking badass. Mr. Terrific, you know, the black dude with the painted T on his face.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a character in there. And so is Wild Dog.
Did they get Sergeant Slaughter out of that from Metro Brothers?
No. No, you know. No, Mr. Terrific.
It's not Sergeant Slaughter, is it? It's something else, isn't it?
No, I know who you're.
You know what I'm talking about, though. Right?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
it's a similar face. And he's
Mr. Terrific. His character.
They're always parodies of.
I know. Yeah,
things,
he predates that character by a large margin.
Well, no, that character's a parody of a character that's very old. So I figured he's the old character they're parodying.
But and then even in a really obscure DC character as Wild Dog. He's in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they bring in a lot of just weird, obscure characters.
Like, you can't have access to the main ones because we're developing films for
that.
They
even had the Time Master as a villain.
Nice.
No, it's It's awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is awesome. Some of the characters that they do, both on that and the Flash. Right now I'm geeking on it. Is they brought Gorilla Grodd back in for the Flash, so they're doing a two part on that one. It's fucking Gorilla Grodd. How awesome is that?
That's gonna be tough to binge. I figure at some point I'm gonna have to start like watch one episode, then go to, you know, Arrow and then Supergirl, and then back to Flash, Arrow, Supergirl. That's tough for binging.
You know what? That's
because they eventually get so integrated in themselves.
I kind of started watching Supergirl in the first season, so it's a little bit here and there.
Mm-hmm.
As far as crossovers go,
you need the Watcher to come and tell you what episode, what issue.
Yeah,
see in the corner of the box, like see that for this issue.
They've only had a weird couple crossovers as far as Supergirl goes.
I know the Watcher is not a part of DC. Okay,
yeah, there you go. Because Supergirl, even though she's now on CW and is part of the Arrow Flash universe, all her stuff takes place on a parallel Earth. It's an alternate dimension. So she does not inhabit the same universe as they do. But what they did...
Well, there's a crossover and a musical coming.
Well, yeah. The first crossover did happen and Flash crossed over into her universe. Because he's able to, you know, time jump and occasionally go into different parallel Earths.
If they use the chick from Scrubs, you hear his voice, like musicals in her head.
Yeah. So
that would bang to me.
When they brought her into this season's crossover, though, which was a four part crossover, the way they did it is
part or episode. Like, I mean, I have to go to four different people.
It's four different shows.
What's the fourth show?
Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay. I'm following now.
Yeah. So, in her episode, the only actual crossover really was at the end. The only thing they showed before that was weird dimensional breaches appear occasionally. Because in Flash, you have Cisco, who is also Vibe. He's able to open up dimensional barriers.
The rapper?
Yeah. So,
don't take off all your
clothes. At the end of Supergirl, Barry and Cisco appear before her, and that's how they recruit her. Then it goes to Flash, everything really happens, Arrow, and then Legends. And at the end of Legends, Cisco gives her a device that allows her to cross over freely between the dimensions. And so that's how they'll do for the future crossover. So that was their workaround.
We need something to help you. Jimmy, give me your watch.
Yeah. So that was their workaround with the dimensional stuff. But she is part of a different dimension. So
she's ripping a hole in time every time she comes over. That's different stuff.
Yeah.
So I learned that from Doctor Who. You can't just keep ripping holes in time back in time dimension back.
So I'm just saying, though, other than those few episodes, you don't actually have to watch Supergirl to get it. I guess the only real nod to Supergirl beyond that I've seen, aside from a few side comments, was more of a two Flash episodes ago. Cisco took on somebody else who can also vibe and open breaches. And while they're fighting, they went through one of the breaches and ended up in Catco, which is in, you know, Supergirl's world. So they fought in the building that she works in before taking off again.
See, think about it. Like, I thought it was kind of, I think it's a little bit, you know, pretty, I think it's good and kind of bad. All these stories are integrated and it keeps fans in there because you have to watch this, this, and this. Now you have your fans involved in four different TV shows that they're constantly watching. They keep the patterns, especially when they interlace each other.
Oh, and I guarantee you, they'll end up making more.
Yeah, but like,
DC's taking over CW, man.
It's a good plan. I like that plan. It's hard when you come in later. Then if I have to binge it, that's what I was thinking about. Like, if I had to binge to catch up, let's say catch up at Comic-Con, binge the whole thing. At some point, I'm going to watch a couple seasons and binge through those. And after that, I have to start bouncing around episodes before I can watch the next episode of the show I originally was probably into.
Yeah. Well, like in Legends of Tomorrow, the main villains are taken on now. It's an iteration of the Legion of Doom.
It makes it work for someone who casually comes in.
Yeah.
Someone who's already in the thing. It's actually, they're building a lot of fan base because now well, now we'll get them into this show because we'll just lace everything together.
Yeah, no, and it totally does.
And it to me, I think it's a genius idea, but to come from the outside,
because Arrow set up Flash, and then both Flash and Arrow set up Legends of Tomorrow. And now Legends of Tomorrow, like I said, they're taking on iteration of the Legion of Doom, which consists of Reverse Flash, who, you know, you get to know him in the Flash seasons and how he, his storyline currently in Legends of Tomorrow.
Does he run backwards?
Yes.
That's stupid.
No, he does not. So there's his storyline and what he's going through in Legends of Tomorrow.
How is he Reverse
Flash? As well as Damian Dark and Malcolm Merlyn, who are both villains from the Arrow show. They're all teamed up, and now they're the main villains of this season's Legend of Tomorrow.
I wish they called it the Arrow show.
So, yeah, you do kind of have to follow them all to get the whole cohesive story.
But, like, it's almost like... But Marvel is the same way in small ways. Not as big because, like, the way it comes on Netflix.
Yeah.
So there's gaps between it, and so there are hints to other small cameos and small storylines, but you don't need it. It's not integrated so far in the story.
Oh, no, it helps.
It's more of an Easter egg or a hint.
No, No.
Well, what did I need to know?
Captain America Civil War. In order to understand what's going on there and their constant talk of the Sokovia Accords, you would have had to have watched Avengers Age of Ultron because of everything that happens in Sokovia.
Well, those are only movie things, but, like, you're going to always watch the movies. But the TV shows cross, but not... Where it's integrated the story, and they don't meet each other very much.
You're talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, the Netflix shows. You're talking about, like,
I get you.
You know, Daredevil and fucking Luke Cage and fucking Jessica
Not
Jones.
At the moment, but
I mean, they meet each other, and they show that, but, like,
okay.
When it's mentioned in the other shows, it's not part of the story. It's just like, I met a guy like that before.
True, but at the same time, you're still going to have to be able to have all those before you jump into Defenders.
But at least you can probably... If you want to jump in Defenders, you could go through all of them individually rather than have to do the jump thing like I'm saying we'd probably have to eventually do for the Arrow, Superman, Supergirl type of stuff. You could probably get through so many seasons, maybe what, one season, two seasons in, then you have to start jumping around.
No, okay, Arrow you can get through three seasons.
That was the first?
No, two seasons. You can do two seasons before you go.
And then
Flash.
I have to map this out then before my binge for this.
Yeah.
Where I have to go, okay, two seasons there, then I can go to Flash and then start bouncing Flash, Arrow, then from Flash, Arrow, Flash,
or
Arrow, Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, Supergirl.
Again, you don't have to worry so much about Supergirl. If anything, Supergirl only has two episodes that pertain to the rest of them.
But if I get into Supergirl, then I have this part of this thing. That's another.
Could be.
I might want to just be, like, thorough and just finish it, and then I have to know this, just to know it. Yeah. But I got to know it before I shit on it.
True.
I have to get all aspects before, if I like it or don't like it.
You can get two seasons into Arrow.
I
want to
be very informed.
You can get two seasons into Arrow.
Before I call it garbage.
Before you get the Flash, because...
As opposed to other things.
Barry Allen is introduced in the second season of Arrow, and then eventually he gets his own show, which... The pilot, as you know, kicks over into
you know
Arrow.
How hard to work to be on this show, and then you can just come up one cameo and you have your own goddamn show.
Then you have the third season of Arrow, first season of Flash. Then they run, and then you have the fourth season of Arrow, second season of Flash, and in between, halfway through them, you get the first season of Legends of Tomorrow. And then now we are on the fifth season of Arrow, third season of Flash, and second season of Legends.
There we go. There we go, everybody. Now you know how to follow it. So start binging with me on Netflix, live on Twitch. Just sit with me while I watch these for like an hour. I don't even watch one episode.
Why not? You can do like James Rolfe and his Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yep. He did a part one and two where he binged
what
through
Mighty
Morphin.
What were they thinking? That's all I heard. That's all I figured he'd say the whole time.
Not really. Most of what he had to say was good stuff.
He's very positive now. I mean, the nerd's a different thing now than him.
Yeah.
The nerd's probably dead you're run out of games now.
This is James. Not so much. They still do his stuff, but he's got so much
it's
other stuff
like
he's
once
working on now.
Every 6 months, you'll get a nerd one.
Yeah, he's working on other stuff
the
now.
The nerd has changed, too. But, he's more cartoony, in my opinion. Like, I miss the...
A bit.
Angry brooding. If you watch the Uncle Fester one.
Yeah.
It's just a guy pissed, drinking beers, brooding how shitty this game is. compared to like later ones where he just like a cartoonish version of himself. What were they like? He's just finding ways to shit on it, as opposed to someone who I really hate this game.
I agree.
Like, I hate this game. It's but from my soul that anything, I fucking
now
hate
it. It's more of a he wish he can go back in time to his younger self and say, "What are you thinking? You need to watch this. It's awesome."
But my favorite episode is the blend of Boar James and Nerdist. It's like you've always been a nerd, a video game nerd.
The two part episode. And
The music that comes in when the change comes. I love that music.
Yeah.
That version of that, if the Nerds fucking theme song, that's a fucking good fucking, like, I want MP3 of that. I want an MP3 of that because that's such a good change. And he puts the glass like, I've always been those people and I did murder my friends.
Then you find out Boar James is just the precursor to the angry video game nerd.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks because there's no more Boar James episodes and I liked those.
I like Boar James.
Those got good.
But that changed when, like, it became story, like, well, fuck the game. We'll just make a whole... We'll just turn this weird twisted story.
Oh, yeah. Well, that all started with Mr. Bucket, I think.
Oh, that was still great. Oh, those are great. Check out Angry Video Gamer and then go to Cinemasker and find out. Look at Mr. Bucket. Then the sequel would be is...
The phone one.
Oh, Dream Phone.
Dream Phone, yeah. But they're all pretty funny. All the Boar James.
Those are stuff I think he'd prefer to do. Like, those are... In my wheelhouse, like, that's what he wants to do as a filmmaker, like stuff like that.
Yeah,
and that's why I like the Boar James, because like that's him fucking letting loose for that stuff.
It's funny.
I mean, you know, he's making his own movie.
Pretty much all of Cinemascar is good because you have James and Mike Mondays. You have Mike and Bootsy plays Mike and the other guy. I forget who he is.
I like the Bootsy's ones, but just Bootsy just dominates.
I like it with Bootsy because they play really hard fucking games, and then the other guy that Mike plays games with now, they more go through the history of games, and then you also have Mike. He just plays games and beats them or live stream stuff.
This episode sucks, by the way.
Which one?
Our show.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Everybody, find one good story before it ended on before we're done with this, because I think I want to end it too.
Oh, well, I have a few other stuff. All right. Are you done with Batman?
Yeah, I'm done with Batman.
Okay.
He's dead to me.
Well, on the Batman thing, so Batman, Lego Batman director Chris McKee? Whatever. He's doing Nightwing.
Lego Nightwing?
No, live action DC Nightwing.
So that implies Batman dies.
No. Why would Batman die to have Nightwing?
Oh, yeah, right.
Nightwing is just when Dick Grayson quits being Robin and goes out on his own.
Yeah, Robin. Okay, how about establish a Robin?
They've already established a Robin.
Who?
Tim Drake. Not Tim Drake. who was the second one? He's now the Red Hood. He died and then came back.
Yeah, that guy. Tim Drake?
No, that's the third Robin, who ends up becoming Red Robin afterwards. Oh, it sucks. Cause I know he is. I'm drawing a blank right now. Yes, Alan Thicke. So, anyways,
they already established
Alan Thicke.
No, in the movie verse, the movie world.
Yes,
there is no Robin yet.
Yeah, there is.
Who's Robin now?
Oh well,
in the movie world, if you're gonna make a movie Nightwing, you have to have a movie Robin.
Well, they've already established that they had a Robin and he died. Which means that they've already established in the timeline-wise in the films where they're at.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying now. Like, they're already, since it's older Batman, it's already established that Robin exists.
Yeah. If you remember in Batman vs. Superman.
Last Laugh.
Yeah.
Jason Todd.
Jason Todd, thank you. They showed the Jason Todd Robin costume with all the spray paint and everything.
That's who you're trying to think of?
Yes.
I thought someone else completely I didn't know. I would have said that. Shit.
No, it's Jason Todd. I was drawing a blank for some reason. Anyway, so that was Jason Todd's Robin costume. So that was Batman's kind of memorial to Jason Todd having his costume on
display.
They
really just should have really done
so
shot by shot.
So by having
Batman Returns.
Yeah. So by having Jason Todd's costume there, they've established then that there's already been Robins. So Tim Drake's there then. Now he's Nightwing. So the movie's going to focus mainly on him. Might have an appearance by Batman. Who knows? But since it's Nightwing, it'll take place in Bloodhaven and not Gotham.
He could have a cameo Batman just for advice. Sometimes he does hit him up for stuff.
Or even just a phone call.
Phone call, something, a weapon.
Alfred, maybe.
A hit up from Alfred, yeah, like, hey, can Bruce help me with this?
Yeah, or, you know,
hey, I'll tell him, Master Bruce, if he has time.
Or if anything, Alfred, I need your help. Can you run this through the back computer? Oh, sure. There you go. Thanks.
So, yeah, so at least a Jeremy Irons cameo.
Yeah, so there'll be continuity going in there because it'll be part of the
DC
universe.
No, I'm following. In my head, I thought, like, well, there's no, but yeah, it's an older Batman if you think about Ben Affleck's Batman.
Yeah. And they've established that Jason Todd was in there because he died.
And they have found the director for the new Batman.
Yeah. Matt something or other. Matt.
Perfect pronunciation.
Yeah. Isn't it? Matt.
Hey, Remner.
Yeah, he is.
That's what they. He's officially so useless on set. No one bothers. They just fake his name the whole time. They went the entire Batman, 3 months of filming. 3 to 6 months of filming and like, hey, meow, meow. There's cake left. You want a cake?
Yeah, so Nightwing being done by the Lego Batman.
Yeah, they will do it. They got a lot of inside jokes for fucking Lego Batman. Like, they might know their stuff a little.
Yeah, they could.
Because that's fucking a lot of good. I mean, when you see it, Steve, you'll like, if no one, what you know, Batman, probably a little more than me, like, you'll fucking laugh.
I'm sure I will totally nerd out.
And to me, it's like, oh, it kind of makes sense. Like, this movie is kind of isn't for kids in some ways. It's too a little bit inside. Like, these jokes are too funny, and no one's going to get them. No kid's going to get these. Okay, a kid will get them. A big nerdy kid who loves Batman up to death.
Yeah.
Well, technically, this fucking character didn't come out that type of kid. Like, fuck you, stupid kid. No one likes you. No, push him. I'd push that kid in the theater downstairs. Like, there's a kid's mom. There's a little girl there there's a mom with a kid, little girl. Like, I think she didn't care for it too much. Cause it was weird. Like, why'd you bring, it seems stupid. Maybe I shouldn't have thought that way. But like, why'd you bring a little girl to a Batman film?
So little girls like Batman.
It's a cartoon Batman. Yeah, and, you know, I had to put that thought in there in my head. But like,
there are girls who like Batman, man.
I get that.
There
too.
Are boys who like Batgirl and Wonder Woman.
I had to put that in my head too. You know, time's different. My thoughts, but same time, like, she was also not interested in it, from what I'm hearing behind my head, behind me, in the seat behind me.
Mom, why'd you bring me to see Batman?
Not that blatant. It's just like she's just not interested. Like, you're just. You brought a kid to a cartoon. Like, yeah, kid doesn't like that particular type of cartoon.
Yeah.
And the mom is hot, though.
Ooh, hello, mama.
I know. No dad with her either.
Hey, hello, mama. How about
that kid don't like Batman, so I don't want that kid. I don't want to deal with that kid.
Time to make a new one.
Mm-hmm. I'll make my own. We'll make a little Batgirl.
All right, so, and final news. The Han Solo film has started production.
By itself?
Yep. And already it's racist.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I am the Solo.
Movie.
Not racist enough?
No. The movie is just started production, and already it's under fire for being a racist film. And this picture is exactly why.
One, movies are art. I don't give a fuck what you think.
Yeah.
This is my vision. And maybe it goes along with the actual storyline. It may not be PC. That's what the original storyline was. Yeah, the problem.
I agree with you. But see, here it is.
How dare
the film. It's an image of the production cast with Chewbacca. Views. And there's only one black man in this picture. Therefore, it's racist because it's not diverse enough.
Okay. Chewbacca's black. I'll give him that. You got a Jewish guy there. I see it.
Yeah. Look at that nose. That's Han Solo. A total Jew nose.
Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
You got Woody Harrelson. So you got a drunk. Yeah. I don't know.
Daenerys Targaryen's in there. So you got a Westerosi in there.
I don't like any of these characters looking in this film. I don't know what this is.
This dude looks like a discount Matt Smith.
I don't see these people in. They better look good in costume. Because right now, I'm not liking them just
for
this.
The only characters we know for sure is Chewie, Han Solo, and.
Is that Mayhew?
I was wondering that. I have no idea if that's Peter Mayhew or not, but I was curious about it.
You really don't need Peter Mayhew.
You don't.
Just for the voice?
Any tall.
For respect, give him the voice.
You know, anybody can do the voice. Any tall
for
guy
respect,
can be in
give
the
him the voice.
I get it.
And then, yeah, just have him.
Did he actually do the voice?
You know, I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm not a Star Wars fan. I hate these films.
So,
Anyways, because of this picture, it's already under fire for being a racist film because it's not diverse enough. Just started production.
Chewie's black.
Han Solo is racist.
Chewie's black. My dog looked like that. My white dogs hated him. My dogs also only barked at black people.
There's a black Chewie for you.
Is that Adam Levine from fucking...
No. So
he showed me a picture of some guy with the Han Solo costume and next to some weird Photoshop ugly Chewbacca. It looks like a really shitty Adam Levine next to a really shitty Chewbacca.
Congratulations, Hollywood, already making racist crap out of bullshit. Oh, one last thing.
I didn't... Okay, how about you enjoy it? Why do you like...
I agree.
No, what is your mindset to look for stuff like that? You were so looking for that?
See, here's my thing. If you're so focused on everything race, then you are the racist. Because that's all you can think about.
Yeah, you can't enjoy anything.
Exactly.
I saw this picture. That's cool. Donna Glover's in there. Doug Chewbacca. Check this out. Like, yeah. She's in there. She's in there. He's in there. I like those people. But I want to know who those people are, where they are. No, it's racist. There's only one black guy there. I'm doing this for Donald Glover.
Then that's the thing. If that is where your mindset is, that makes you the racist. You're the sole person focused on everything race.
It is kind of, because that's all your mindset is. You can never enjoy anything.
Yeah.
You can't see past race at all.
And that makes you a racist.
Even if it is fair, I mean, you don't know anything. All you saw was a picture.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, there's an entire, there's a whole world behind that fucking little scene. But the main characters aren't whatever with your tier pleasing. I don't know. Yeah, they should have threw an Asian guy in there, actually. It would have been actually. You know what? I agree with him. They should have thrown an Asian guy somewhere in there.
What, so he can crash into a meteor first light?
Put fucking Harold in there. I'd be fine.
No, because he's already in the USS Enterprise.
That'd be bad. Yeah, you're right. So no Zachary Quinto either.
Other Star Wars news. Denisio Del Toro has been cast in Star Wars Episode 8.
He'll back out of that, too.
You want to know who he's playing?
What?
Volcrum Fett.
Oh, Benicio Del Toro.
Benicio Del Toro.
I thought you were thinking Guillermo Del Toro. No. I was like, that's why he's going to back out, too. No.
Benicio Del Toro, cast in Star Wars Episode 8 as Volcrum Fett. So... Is he Boba Fett's son?
I'm a Volcrum unit as opposed to a Benning unit.
No, but that's the thing. He's got the Fett name. So is he related to Boba Fett? Is he a Mandalorian? Will he be donning Mandalorian armor?
That's stupid. Who is he? That's stupid to think. It's an entire really. Galaxy and universe. There are,
but so okay, far, there's only been two Fett in the entire
thing. California, there's a bunch of Gonzales.
And guaranteed, if you go through the family tree, somehow they're
Smiths
all related.
In America. There's a lot of Smiths in America. Doesn't mean they all have to do with each other. It's just one guy who fucked a lot of black people.
True.
I don't even know why I said it that way, but I'm sorry.
But well, there's a lot of white Smiths as well.
For the same reasons. Slave and they owners. All, and they're all slave owners. Previous and they're all, slave and owners, now previous slaves.
No. The Smith name is pretty much... Back in the day...
people who want to escape jail.
No. Back in the day, a long time ago... the name Smith was designated to people, that was their profession. They were blacksmiths, hence Smith.
Is Smith, was that a common job then?
Yeah.
Okay. We have no coal miner jobs, later names. Like, you know.
The way they did names.
You would think coal would be a big last name.
No. Coal mining is more relative, I guess, newer compared to back then.
Okay, so
you got to think. Think of English names. Okay, like mine is Williamson. The real derivative of my name is son of William. That's how Williamson comes from.
Oh, you're just so full of yourself, like you're fucking royalty.
No, it's not that. I'm saying that's where my last name derives from.
Yeah, but you'd have to be a name where you didn't have a job.
So no,
your job was being yourself. Were part of a class where my job was defined by my job. My job was by myself.
Oh no. So
unless you're doing a lot of willies.
Say your name was William and I have to be your kid. So I would be known as Steve, son of William.
I love how you give your whole last name on the podcast. But okay.
I know, huh?
Did you think about that?
This is theoretical. It's not real. It's theoretical.
Yes, it is. Don't look that up on Facebook.
You'd find a lot of us. Have fun.
Why are you just going to still blend in then?
No, yeah.
Then you write R-I-H and you'll fucking hit that real fast.
No, you won't. Not on Facebook. Anyways.
I think a quick... How about just safeguard this and just do that up on Google for a minute and just see if you want to edit.
Hold on. So...
Okay, we'll continue doing the show. You should timestamp that at least.
Yeah. So, no, a lot of the things like Smith, it's more because that was the profession of the time. You know, you were blacksmith. And a lot of blacksmiths were just called Smith. So that's where it came from. And it did become kind of a more common name after that.
Thank you, Steve, for the history of lame ass names. But
you're welcome.
Back to this. I didn't really think that until like, okay, yeah, there's Dan and Glover. You know what? Later on, there's only one black guy there. But
we're back to the racist part. I'm talking about Volcom Fett.
I want to move the show back on, and I'm fucking
talking about the Fett here. Benicio Del Toro, man.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Yeah. He's going to be a Fett. So he's probably Mandalorian.
Again, okay, back to this. No, then he has nothing to do with that. His Lance Lane probably happens to be that way.
He's a Mandalorian, guaranteed.
Oh, that's stupid. That means it's a very, very small world universe in that sense. That everyone with the same last name happens to be part of that same group.
Either that or he's just being...
Are you still the son of the first Williamsons who stepped off that boat? No, you're not.
He's looking for revenge, man. He bid his time. Now he's out to get the revenge.
I don't think fucking any Mexican name.
He's
names,
probably working.
I don't
with
think
the first
every
order.
Mexican name in California is fucking still related to each other.
Well, considering that the only ones that they have are Lopez, Gonzalez, and Hernandez.
See,
I'm sure
those
they
are that many that you can name off the top of your head.
Three. Your entire race in California Rodriguez. Is denigrated to three. I have never met a single Rodriguez.
I met that
in California.
Slowpoke. Wow. My cousin from Guadalajara. Needles from needles. But no, just like that's stupid thing like that. And some I listened to one thing and they tell me like how people made a big-ass storyline for every small character in the movies and every small character in the toys. That they're all critically a part of the fucking rebellion and bullshit like that.
Yeah.
And then someone said, this was like, this was 302010. I think there was, it could have been part of, it's a podcast, so. But they said like, hey, some people are just a guy. Just doing his job. He's just because he's in the background of Star Wars. He could just be some guy going to the store. He's not integral into the fucking whole plan of the Death Star. He's not part of the rebellion. The Cantina Band, it's just a band. They hired him for the night.
But it's a force. And the force is methodical.
Okay, now you're getting really shitty.
There is no coincidence with the force.
That's just like Christianity weaving into your life, okay? That's like saying God will help those who help themselves.
That's never stated in the Bible, sir.
Good. Because
but
it's a
lie. In Star Wars, it is stated
the
that
Force
all things,
will help those who help
no,
themselves.
No, it is stated that all things are the will of the Force.
Oh, Jesus. Don't fucking do this to me now.
It's
look at
true.
All the digits on me now.
It's true. It is stated.
So you're just going to suck up one fact and just use it for the whole fucking religion?
That's Star Wars, man. That's
it's a way, it's
Star
a way
Wars.
To keep you in that's that religion, man, to veer off and think for yourself, man. They trap
you.
You
know, when you break it down, then, that means that Star Wars and the whole weird force thing, the force is very much like Scientology. Yeah.
A real religion because it has aliens in it. So, you know what? Scientology's not a fucking thing.
No, it's not.
It's no.
Bunch of wacky motherfuckers.
Even fucking South Park, after making fun of it, is like, it's no. Making fun of Mormonism and Scientology is like, it's no sillier or far-fetched and dumb as any other religion of what they believe in. I mean, we put a guy in a cave for 3 days and he came back to life. I mean, that's me. I'm Christian. I'm Catholic, so maybe.
Thing about Christianity is that's a religion that's made up of a bunch of parts of different religions.
Yeah, and again, that's stealing. It's the ones they also cast out, too.
Mm-hmm.
They also, like, we stole parts of their religion at the same time as a way to cast out the rest of the ones who don't believe in our religion.
Yeah.
Sorry, pagans. We love your trees, though.
Well, the Bible is so full of contradictions.
But I figured everything is done to keep people in the religion.
People don't seem to realize that it's a loss of power. No, you know, the people don't even seem to realize that the God in the Bible recognizes there are other gods.
Show us that page.
Yeah, he even.
No, you have to have the number, the script, and the number in the book.
Fine, let me get to it, though.
I mean, it's the only way you're going to fucking get away with it. And it's probably going to do it to the triad, the three, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. There are three gods. What are you talking about, Steve? There are three gods in our religion, too. We're diverse.
The Son and the Holy Ghost aren't other gods.
There are three. Fuck you. We'll use that for our own interpretation later on when you get to convert some fucking heathen.
Okay.
And if you keep continue to believe in those other gods, Steve, you're going to turn you brown like the Indians. Now we're getting into a completely different religion, which we know nothing of because, Steve probably knows a lot more than me. I was raised Catholic. Steve read some books.
Let's see.
Oh, we continue. We got to wrap the show up, too.
I know. I'm trying to get to that part, but...
find a good gist and then move one more story. We got to get out of here.
I'm trying to find that exact one where he states
I would have liked you to bounce off of me from it.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm kind of focused on this. So, All right. Keep talking.
This one time... I have nothing. I have nothing for the day. I already used up all my good stuff.
Aww.
You know, I talked about that guy at work who annoyed me and stuff like that. Let's wrap up my stuff. Today here on Ripped in Half.
Then, you know, instead of
Jason
me sitting
got
here
annoyed
quiet,
by a guy at work.
Instead of me sitting here trying to quietly
Steve loves
find the exact one where he acknowledges that you know, there are other gods. Look it up for yourself. But yeah, the God in the Bible at different times has acknowledged there are
look
other
it up yourself
gods.
To prove me wrong later, but right now I'm saying this is a fact. Go, Steve.
By all means, do that. Because he states there are other gods.
I like to read American Gods by... and no, he actually... No, I'm not joking. That wasn't the joke. The joke was that, like, there's a deleted scene from that book, and they put it in the audiobook at the end of the book where he meets Jesus. And it's like, I'd embrace other gods, like, as a conversation with Jesus. And he was like, you know how much stuff is put on me? Like, I would love to, like, have a religion of guns and gods, you know, of one of explosives and all kinds of crap like that. It's like, everything is put on me in this world, in this country. Like, I would love another god here to at least take some of the weight off me. They put my fucking picture on stuff. Like, that's pretty great. Makes sense. Even Jesus wants a fucking break. We're too much for him. Calm down, America. you're looking for quotes.
Uh-huh.
This is... One of my supervisors is,
I was laughing what you said,
is very religious, though.
Uh-huh.
And he's very, very weird.
Is he?
I don't have the vocabulary to describe the word of this man. I'm not going to shit on him. That's not a bad word. I'm just like, I trying to describe his presence to me. It's not awing or great. It's just, it's a very weird approach of like, how you doing? And like, he'll go up to me, shake my hand, look me in the eye, very, very deep. Like, shake my hand hard too. Like, how you doing today? Are you doing well? In a very serious manner, when you tired as fuck and you barely got to work today, like you barely got to work, you're tired, finally got in, hey, I'm there on time, sit there, he comes up to you, strong handshakes, dead straight eye, you doing well?
Almost creepy like?
Creepy, yes, he's very creepy, and intense is the best thing I can get right now, but he's also very religious. In deeper stuff about him, I'll probably tell off Mike, but... Whoops his dick out of
it. Oh my god.
He just sits on the floor at work. I don't know. Oh, there's a comedian. Oh man, I can't do that story without the name of the comedian too.
Aww.
It's a really good story I can tell you after the show though.
Aww.
It has to do with someone shitting in the fucking airport.
Ew. Yeah. And speaking of shit in the airport, this has been Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
I was Jason.
You were Jason? Now who are you?
I'm a guy sitting in the airplane.
Taking a shit.
Or someone clean up this shit. I stepped into the airport. Why is there shit in the airport?
And as always, you can find us on Facebook, Ripped in Half, on Twitter Spirit, Hey Jay, Guess What, and I Ripped in Half, and occasionally on GamerRH, but I don't really do Twitter anymore.
I got to apologize for this show.
It's not a bad show. You apologize for every show, even the good ones. You just apologize in general.
The good ones...
It's your apologetic being that really brings down the show. Oh,
the lack... Yeah, confidence in the show? Yeah, I think it does bring a little lack of confidence to the show. But this particular episode, I know for a fact I apologize for. Other ones, last week, I actually watched... I listened to that one again for like a minute. Gold from the beginning. Week before that, gold from the beginning. My boyfriend's back? Not bad. Again... Did you confirm that you didn't talk with Roach about that?
Neither did you, and you sat here talking to him about it.
I didn't. Oh, fuck you. I didn't.
Victory is mine.
Fuck you.
Everything is coming up in
the
house,
baby. The rules. That song has to be in the movie.
No, sir.
Then why do what we're doing?
Because all I stated was to come up with a movie that shares its title with that of a song, and the song predates the movie.
You came up with this? Anyway,
yes,
that too.
I came up with it.
That too. Jesus, now you're
and
adding
the fact
more
that
to
I came
fake
up with,
news.
No, and the fact that I came up with it means that I set the rules.
Oh my God, you go fuck yourself with this bullshit.
So fuck you.
And the rules I do are the best rules. Everything I did what he said. I made a song. I put my shit. I'm not doing it. Fucking
you're waving your
bullshit.
Hands. You're doing it wrong. They are the best rules, the great rules. Nobody makes rules,
the rules
like we make rules.
The rules I established, I put through, I did them. They're the greatest. It's the best movie ever.
And as always, you can find us on Facebook at Ripped in Half. It's
you
the
sound
best,
like a cold.
It's the best Facebook you'll ever either. Find. It's the best Facebook. Nobody does Facebook like we do Facebook. We do the best Facebook. And on Twitter... You'll find nothing but fake news on Twitter. Twitter is just full of fake news, but we're on Twitter, and you can find us on Twitter at Hey Jay, Guess What, at Ripped in Half. It's always it's the biggest, it's the best. We do Twitter bigly here.
If you call me a booby, I figure it's like a Jewish woman talking about her son's Facebook. Oh, my son's Facebook. It was the best. Oh, my God, booby, you have the – like Linda. He almost goes on the border of Linda when you're doing it.
And that game, all right.
Two people. They're going to make a Bob's Burgers album, musical album.
Nice.
That's coming out soon. Also, I am at Mike Detective on Xbox One.
You're at Mike Detective?
Follow me at Mike Detective. I'm not actually.
Or you're just Merc Detective.
I couldn't get Merc Detective. I know. I would have. If Mike Detective was taken, I was going to be Merc Detective.
And on the PS4, if you want a game, it's GamerRIH. And as always, send all your love mail and hate mail to RiptinHatPodcast@gmail.com. And other than that, people, we's be out.
I'm done. Fuck this. Get me out here. And you come over here, I fucking walk. I fucking
watch this.